This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Once again, I am loaded with ammo. Ooh, wait a minute. I can't say that. That is politically incorrect. No, I am... Do we care that we're politically incorrect? You know the answer to that. But I am loaded with show ammo, loaded with ample amounts of program material that we must get to, from a celebrity being on the cover of a magazine getting trashed by his fans. Why? Because he has a cigar in hand. Some new cigars that are being released from Alec Bradley. A big ruling, interim ruling from a judge about proposed cigar warning labels. I have some great emails from several listeners I will get to. Boris Johnson met with Vice President Mike Pence last week. Couldn't get to it. We've got some audio there. A plethora of material to get to, as always. Long Ash greetings and salutations. A Long Ash snappy salute. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. As always, I come to you from Command Center Alpha in the Cigar City, your global five-star general and alpha male in chief. And once again, I am fired up. Oh, wait, can't say that. I'm loaded. Oh, can't say that. But we will anyway, because again, we are politically incorrect here. Tons to get to. A lot of items about Boeing. You know, we've been after Boeing for I don't know how many months about their 737 MAX, or the 737 crap, as I like to call it. Boeing had a big test of their new 777X. Their 777X didn't go so well. Did not go well. We will tell you about that. I've got four fantastic American whiskeys in front of me. Now, as we celebrate National Bourbon Heritage Month, this week I'm going to take a little different tack. We normally do one libation during the National Cigar Litation and Libation Ceremony. But today, every half hour of the show, we have 4 half hours in the show, I will enjoy a different libation. So without further delay, I'm going to pull out in front of me. I have four libations that I will enjoy today. Let me give you the lineup. First up, from Maine Craft Distilling, I had the distinct privilege and pleasure of visiting Maine Craft Distilling and spending an afternoon with their founder as well as their master distiller, Luke Davidson. We had a great time, spent an afternoon with him, sampled all their incredible spirits, but one that really grabbed me. It is the Maine Craft Distilling 50 Stone Single Malt Highland Style Whiskey. Now, this is an American whiskey, but because they grow ample amounts of barley, did not know that, in Maine, he decided he wasn't going to do a bourbon style, majority corn mash. He was going to do a Scotch whiskey style American whiskey. So I will sample that to begin with. We also have the Maker's 46 from Maker's Mark, one of my favorites. From Jefferson's Bourbon, we have their Ocean Aged at Sea, their Voyage 17, and it's got an interesting ship's log story that we will tell you about. A blend of straight bourbon whiskeys, very small batch, that they put in barrels on a ship. And it travels around the country or around the world in various ports of calls. And what happens is, as the whiskey sloshes in the barrel, you get some very unique taste components. So we will sample that. And then the last half hour, I will enjoy some Clyde Mays Alabama-style whiskey. Whether you're an Auburn fan or an Alabama fan, you will certainly agree that the Clyde Mays Alabama-style whiskey most enjoyable. So we will enjoy that. So first up, let me grab my Main Craft Distilling 50 Stone Highland Style Whiskey. Let me pour just a little bit in here. Just the aroma on this thing. Wow, incredible. Definitely very light little sweetness. You definitely get that barley. It smells very different than a regular bourbon style American whiskey. But these 50 Stone Whiskey, as I say, cheers. Wow, floor malted, main grown barley. Definitely on the younger side, smoke with Maine peat, so very, very peaty. Locally harvested seaweed, 50 Stone pours very nicely, nice shade of amber, very light in color. Now I'm getting some notes of spice right off the bat. Definitely a little bit of that peatiness, a little smokiness, but not over the top. Some vanilla, caramel. I would say also a little bit of clove in here. Very, very pleasant. It's very, very light, and it's from Maine Craft Distilling. And when I was up there, I wanted to grab a bottle. Luke wanted, the master distiller wanted to give me a bottle, and he said, "General, I have no bottles. Got nothing left. I will send you a bottle." And sure enough, about 5 weeks later, a bottle came in. As soon as he makes it, he ages it. It goes right out the door, and they have expanded. They also make some incredible gins. They've got two types of rum. They've got a Queequeg spice rum and a ration rum. Very interesting. They also have a white rum, but a very unique story. We have had Luke on during National Bourbon Heritage Month before. We will put a link at CigarDave.com and social media if you want to take a listen to it, but a very unique spirit. Very enjoyable as I take another sip. All right, now, boy, is that ever good. Very refreshing, nice peatiness, but not over the top. And it is 90 proof, 45% alcohol by volume, distilled in Portland, Maine, beautiful spot of the country, especially in the summer. Cigar Aficionado, for the very first time, put on their cover a person below the age of 30. Most of their covers tend to be, I'm thinking they've had Arnold Schwarzenegger, they've had Michael Jordan, they have had Winston Churchill. Just going through, most of these celebrities and people that are on the cover tend to be in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. So the very first time, apparently they must have found out that Nick Jonas. Now, I am not a Nick Jonas fan. In fact, I believe it's the Jonas Brothers is their band. I think he was on the Disney Channel at one time. But apparently a pretty famous singer for those that like the teen-type music in their teens, I guess 20s. Sergeant Steve, do you listen? Are you a Nick Jonas fan of the Jonas Brothers?
I'm not a fan, but I know of them.
Name a song. I don't even know a song.
Their new one out is called Sucker.
Okay. Do you know any old ones that they had that they've had out? No.
If I heard them,
no, no. Wait a minute. You're looking it up. No.
Actually, I'm not looking it up. I'm doing something else.
Okay. The point being is, not a big Nick Jonas fan. I guess if you're a younger in your teens, 20s, you're probably more of a Nick Jonas fan. But he's pretty popular, and apparently he is a cigar connoisseur. So for the very first time, Cigar Aficionado magazine put somebody below the age of 30. And on social media, Jonas shared the new cover of the magazine, writing, "First person under 30 to hold a cigar on the cover of one of my favorite magazines. So pumped about this one. Thank you, Cigar Aficionado magazine." Apparently it's going to be on the newsstands late this month.
We can go together.
Well, is that the song?
Yes.
Let me hear it, Sergeant Steve. Pump it up.
We'll change the weather. Yeah. I'm feeling heat in December when you found me.
Yeah, there's no way on earth I'm ever going to become a Nick Jonas fan after listening to the first 20 seconds of that song. You can kill it. I've heard enough. But there are many people that do enjoy his music. And as what do I say? It's all personal preference. If you are a fan, great. If you're not, so be it. Long story short, he's on the cover. Well, immediately a backlash ensued from many of his fans. Some of the replies on his social media feed, gross and irresponsible as a singer and a human, raised knowing the health risks, but okay, said one of his social media followers. Another follower, since when is it an achievement to smoke under 30? Sad. Another follower, what about your lungs? Another one, I love you, but smoking kills. And it would be smarter for you not to promote such a thing and make it look cool, because it's not. And they didn't say because they use C-U-S. Because. It is because. Spell it appropriately. Apparently, spelling the additional five letters or whatever it is too much. Well, it spilled over into The View. But before we start playing what the members of The View, mostly all unhappy dames on that show, let me address some of the comments. Gross and irresponsible as a singer and a human raised knowing the health risk, but okay. There is a big difference between cigars, cigarettes, smokeless tobacco, and now vaping. Cigars are enjoyed like fine wine. We don't smoke cigars every day. We don't smoke 5-10 cigars a day. We're not running outside of a building when there's rain or snow or sleet or hail going to light up because we need a nicotine fix. That's not why we smoke cigars. Cigars are smoked for the taste, the aroma, the relaxation. We don't smoke cigars for the nicotine. If that were the case, if cigars were consumed for the nicotine, you would see people running off an airplane, lighting up a cigar. You'd see them outside of buildings going to light a cigar. You'd see them in smoking areas outside of public restaurants or hotels firing up a cigar. Does not happen. Another person says, when it is an achievement to smoke under 30, sad. Again, they don't know the difference because they are uneducated. They don't know the difference between cigars and other forms of tobacco. And here's another person, what about your lungs? Well, again, they don't understand the difference between cigars and cigarettes. You do not inhale cigars. Cigar smoke is like wine. You don't get the taste as it goes down your throat. You get it on the palate. You take a puff, you don't inhale, you let it out. That's where the nuances, the complexity is tasted and discovered, on your palate, not down the throat, not in your lungs. Here's another one. I love you, but smoking kills. Please, let's not get melodramatic here with cigars. In fact, we know, the science proves it, absolutely shows it, that the rates of disease amongst cigar smokers and non-smokers, and the average cigar smoker smokes 1 to 2 cigars per week. That is it. I think I saw a study. It's something like 2.5 cigars per month. But it's very different than cigarettes. George Burns, over 100 years old, he lives to. You look at many of the other celebrities. Milton Berle, noted comedian. I think it was well into his 90s. I look just here at people I know in the cigar industry. Stanford Newman, Frank Yeneza. They both pushed 90. They were above 90. They hit their 90th birthday. So the fact is, people that enjoy cigars in moderation, just like if you enjoy wine or distilled spirit in moderation, it actually has a beneficial effect on your health. Keeps you relaxed. It's good for your blood pressure. I don't tell people, you've never once heard me on this show in the 24 and a half years I've been conducting broadcast pleasure maneuvers. You have never once heard me say, go out and smoke cigars in mass quantities. Smoke 10, 20 cigars a day. In fact, when we would receive calls from somebody saying, hey, I smoke 7, 8 cigars a day, my answer was, that is way too much. People in the cigar industry don't smoke 7-8 cigars a day. Everything in moderation. But once again, we have a public that is uninformed. All they see is Nick Jonas, singer, actor, celebrity, with a cigar in his hand. He enjoys a cigar. Now, I'm sure he doesn't smoke 10 cigars a day. I'm sure he enjoys it in moderation. What if he posed with a glass of wine or a cocktail? Would we have all these enemies of pleasure, all his fans saying, you're setting a bad example because you have a glass of wine in your hand? You're setting a bad example because you have a beer in your hand. This is the culture that we now live in. And people say, well, those are vices you shouldn't have. I don't consider a cigar or a spirit or eating steak a vice. It's not. It's a pleasure. And when people say, oh, look, you know, I enjoy my wine. I got to have some vice. That's not a vice. That's apologizing for a pleasurable activity that you enjoy. I don't apologize for enjoying cigars, for enjoying steaks, for enjoying spirits, for enjoying dames. Don't apologize for that. I would never refer to those things as vices. I remember I met somebody a while ago. We were out at a social function, several people at a party, and we started chit-chatting, and one of them mentioned that he enjoys the show, even though he said, I don't smoke and I don't drink, and he's a vegetarian. I said, well, that's your right. No problem. I'm glad you enjoy the show. I specifically conduct this show to try to have something for everyone. We have many of you that listen that are not cigar connoisseurs. Many of you may not consume spirits or alcoholic beverages. That's fine too. Many of you may be vegans or vegetarians. That's not so fine. Just kidding. As long as you don't inflict your lifestyle on me and I don't on other people, I don't tell people you should smoke cigars, you should eat meat, you should have a harem. I don't tell them that at all. What I say is let me allow myself to enjoy my life and make my own decisions, just like you can make your own decisions. So at this party, we start talking, and so somebody says, well, what's the show about? And I tell them it's the alpha male lifestyle. Tell them what we talk about. And, of course, one of the guys looks and says, you are the man. I want to be like you. And then his wife nudges him and says, no, you're not going to be like that. At which point, the first thing I said was, this poor son of a bitch has got his nads have been taken from him. He has been castrated. Oh, by the way, I have a legit story about toxic femininity involving male castration. I kid you not. We'll get to that later on. But the first thing I said was, man, and this wife, what? He was a good-looking guy. She was nothing to look at. Plain Jane, no makeup, no rack. I mean, just looked old. She looked very matronly. I would say she was maybe early 40s. Looked like she was more like late 50s, early 60s. Just did not look good. And I kind of thought to myself, man, dump the wife. Get rid of her. She's nothing to look at. She's inhibiting your ability to enjoy your life. What the hell are you waiting for? Change wives. That's what I thought. I would have told the guy that later on, too. But you could definitely tell. There was some major whipping going on there. But she says, that's disgusting. Cigars and spirits and all that steak. And I said, what's disgusting about it? Well, the smell is terrible. I said, no, actually, the smell, the aroma is fantastic. You clearly are not well-versed in good cigars. And then she said, well, all those spirits, that I don't believe in drinking. I'm not a big alcoholic drinker. I said, great. I'm not telling anybody to go out and be an alcoholic. I'm just saying that these are life's pleasures, just like a steak, just like travel, gambling, dames. And the guy looks at me and says, you know, I think you got me interested. I think I haven't had a cigar in ages. I'm going to have a cigar and, you know, wouldn't mind having a nice whiskey to go with it. The wife looks and says, the hell you will. You're not going to be smoking a cigar. You're not going to have a drink. The guy looked almost like he wanted to put his head between his tail, like he was a reprimanded canine. Again, I thought to myself, dump the wife. Long story short, a little bit later on, I'm at the bar. Who comes up to me? He does. And he says, you know, I'd love to enjoy a cigar and I'd love to enjoy a spirit. And in fact, you know, problem is, got the wife that she's kind of like up my ass all the time. And I looked at him straight up and I said, change wives. Dead straight. No smile. I said, change wives. That guy replies to me, trust me, I've thought about it more so lately than ever. And I looked at him and I said, you're an adult. I said, does your wife work? No. You paid a mortgage in the house? Yep. She go out and ask you what to do when she goes shopping or with her girlfriends or travel? Nope. So what the hell are you asking her for? Grow a set. It's exactly what I told him. And he looked at me and said, you're exactly right. Now, I have no idea if this guy's going to file for divorce, but I do know this. He is going to grow a set because I could tell he went back to his wife and I could just notice from afar she was not happy, but he actually looked very decisive. Like, I'm going to enjoy a cigar and I'm going to have a spirit and you're not going to say anything about it. And this is exactly what we need more of. We don't have enough of this. So fans are lashing out at Nick Jonas. Now, we have several sound bites. Now, Sergeant Steve, I think we're going to be tight on time to hit these sound bites, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So what we'll do is we'll save those for the bottom of the hour, right when we return. But suffice it to say, this story is exemplary of what we see from people that are not educated about cigars, about spirits, about us enjoying our lives. We live in a nanny state culture where the enemies of pleasure, these nanny do-gooders, have this just explosive desire to dictate the terms of our consumption. And it's not anymore just cigars and spirits and steak. Now, all of a sudden, if you want to travel by air, oh, we're going to plane shame you. You drive in a car that has fossil fuel, we're going to shame you. This is nothing more than about control. Climate change, junk science, is not an existential threat to humanity. When people say, well, we've got literally, scientists say 5-7 years, that's a load of nonsense. This is all about control. And what we are seeing more so than ever the last, I would say, 15-20 years, are a small group of elected politicians and non-elected bureaucrats that want to control our lives. When they have control, they have the power. Look at all these socialist countries. If they control the economy and they control consumption, they control you. As alphas, as educated Americans, educated worldwide citizens, because we have many listeners around the globe, we are smart enough to realize what exactly is taking place. So when all of a sudden these people start shaming a celebrity because he enjoys cigars, he's on the cover of a magazine, without any knowledge, this is the brainwashing that has been taking place. Kids are getting brainwashed about cigars, about spirits, about meat consumption, now about climate. We'll play the sound bites from The View about this around the corner.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection for September is the Plasencia All Model Combo. This complex smoke is creamy with a touch of spice. The Plasencia All Model Combo has notes of coffee and nuts while leaving a lasting impression on your palate. Want the cigar shipped directly to you each month? Log on to CigarDave.com to join the Officers Club.
In 1964, José O. Padrón began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padrón cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padrón controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padrón family, it's called making great cigars. The Padrón lines include the Padrón 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padrón Traditional line. All Padrón cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padrón. For your Padrón retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padrón is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and... Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Did you know that the City of Redding has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Redding area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Redding.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
KZNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Redding. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Defending your rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of pleasure. It's the General Cigar Dave.
Now, if the Gypsy Kings were on the cover of a magazine smoking cigars, I'm all for it. Nick Jonas, not such a fan. But nonetheless, the point being is it should be no big deal because Nick Jonas likes cigars and is not afraid to be associated publicly with being a cigar connoisseur, but apparently some of his fans had some issues with it. On The View Wednesday, with that lovely cast. Oh, jeez. Let's start off with Meghan McCain. I did not realize Meghan McCain enjoys cigars. Here's what she had to say about the Nick Jonas issue being on the cover of Cigar Aficionado.
Well, I put a picture of myself smoking a cigar up a week ago, I didn't even know any of this was going on, and People really have a problem with people smoking cigars, and my answer is John Boehner's answer. It's a legal additive that people do to relax. I'm a grown-ass woman. He's a grown-ass man. Leave them alone. And I'm sorry, am I supposed to give up all rights license all the time anymore.
Yes,
no one's ever allowed to do any, no drinking, no smoking cigars, no fun. It's Trump's America. Even Maloney, he's married to Priyanka Chopra, living his best life.
Now, I agree with everything she said. What's the problem? I do have an issue where she says I'm supposed to give up all vices. No, she should say these are pleasurable activities that I enjoy that nobody should apologize for. They're not vices. That's what I get that angers me and perturbs me when people say, well, I got a few vices. Or I tell people, yeah, I enjoy cigars, enjoy spirits. Oh, you got a lot of vices. I look at them, I say, no, I don't. Those are all pleasurable activities, pleasurable pursuits for me. They are not vices. I don't apologize for that. And then they go and say, oh, you know what, that makes sense. Now, Sonny Hostin, also on there, talking about being a role model and what his fans had to say.
I've always had a problem with, you know, people idolize these folks and they look up to them as role models, and then when they do something that they don't feel is role model appropriate, then they come and they crash on them, and then they want to cancel them due to this cancel culture that we all talk about.
And that's exactly what we live in. Now, all of a sudden, if somebody makes a statement, now there is an absolute double standard. If a liberal or Democrat makes a statement, somebody that could be somewhat disrespectful, or it could be a statement that is offensive, as long as they apologize, everything is fine. If it's a conservative Republican, no. We're going to cancel your show. We're going to cancel your life. We're going to cancel every modicum of opportunity to earn a living. We are going to destroy your life. And we've got to get over that in this country. Look, there are things that certain people say where I disagree. They could be offensive. But if that's what they think, then fine. Let them think that. I always say, I like knowing who my enemies are. I'd rather have somebody be right up and tell me what they think rather than somebody say something behind my back. Always good to know who your enemies are. When somebody smiles, and believe me, I've worked for plenty of people long ago where they would smile at you and look and say, you are great, you're wonderful, everything's fantastic. And then 3 minutes later, when you have left the room, man, they've got a 10-foot-long knife. They're sticking right in your back or up somewhere else. You can spot those people a mile away. I'd rather have somebody that's straight up and says, hey, here's what I think, here's what I feel. Great, fine, no problem, I can respect that. But this is what we live in. All of a sudden, Nick Jonas has a passion, has a pursuit, enjoying cigars that many of his fans dislike. They don't agree with. So now all of a sudden, they've got to criticize him and threaten, I'm not going to buy your music, I'm not going to listen to you. So don't. Do it. Who cares? Who cares? You cannot live for other people. You have to live for yourself. Whoopi Goldberg, a former cigarette smoker, here's what she had to say.
As a former smoker, I think people need to just relax.
Go ahead and smoke.
Because, you know, listen, I know that, you know, smoking's not good for me. People find out for themselves what works for them, and you got to let folks walk. You got to let them do it. You can't live life for them. As a matter of fact, everyone who's watching this thing, he shouldn't be doing this. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Right.
How are you living?
Yeah.
Where are you at? So, you know, just let us all make our mistakes and we'll come together and figure it out.
Now, I don't think that's making a mistake because he enjoys a cigar. But Whoopi's right saying, look, let people think for themselves. Let them do for themselves. But unfortunately, we live in this nanny state culture where everybody's a boss. Everybody has to tell everybody else how to live. And don't you notice the ones that are the first to wag their fingers and tell you how to live their lives have the most miserable, pathetic, loser lives of anyone that you know? And that's one of the reasons why they enjoy being like a nanny in a nanny state, while they enjoy being an enemy of pleasure. Because the only pleasure they derive is from making others miserable because their life is so sad, pitiful, and pathetic. Last but not least, talking about sad, pitiful, and pathetic, and a real bow-wow, woof-woof as well, Joy Behar, one of the last in the, one of the, there's five, I think, on The View. Joy Behar's been there forever. Actually, I think her name is a misnomer, Joy. She should be renamed Misery Behar or Miserable Behar. She is always in a perpetual state of misery. She's miserable. She is nasty. She's just beyond the pale of being civil. And how she remains on this show is beyond me. She's irritating and just grating. And I can't even stand watching her. Just looking at her is repulsive to me. This is what, not Joy Behar, but Misery Behar had to say about this whole Nick Jonas cigar cover incident.
Man. You know, here's the thing about cigars.
He's
cigars
happy.
Are disgusting.
No, they're not.
Around. They're disgusting.
No, they're not.
It's like everybody who smokes a cigar must smell like Rush Limbaugh must smell.
Okay.
They're disgusting.
First of all,
they pollute the air around you.
No, what's disgusting is Joy Behar or Misery Behar. She is disgusting. She's a dog. She's not funny. At one time she was supposedly a comedian. Not funny. She's miserable. She's got a stick up her ass. She has absolutely no decorum whatsoever. The fact of the matter is, she, talking about cigars disgusting, look in the mirror, sweetheart. Look in the mirror. You're not exactly what I would consider to be a prize, a beauty queen. I don't know. Let's see. How old is Joy Behar? Wait a minute. Let me see something here. Misery Behar. Let me see if I can do a quick search here. Let's see how, She's 76. Actually, that's pretty good. I thought she was more around 86. Miserable. Has been miserable for a long time. No wonder she's been divorced twice. Can't keep a husband. Would you want to be married to that? Oh, jeez. You know what? Can you imagine every morning having to wake up to her? Hit that soundbite once again and just listen to her voice, how grating it is.
Man. You know, here's the thing about cigars.
Cigars
are disgusting.
No, they're not.
They're disgusting.
No, they're not.
It's like everybody who smokes a cigar must smell.
They're disgusting. Joy, you are disgusting. You are the one that should look in the mirror. Cigars don't pollute the air around you. Cigars create an incredible aroma that wafts pleasantly around you. And she took a dig at Rush Limbaugh. Ah, I smell like Rush Limbaugh. Well, I can tell you one thing. I enjoy cigars. I have never once had someone come up to me and say, ow, you stink. 99.9% women have come up to me while I'm smoking a cigar saying, oh, I love the aroma. Reminds me of my father, my grandfather. Reminds me of an uncle. And then they proceed to say, they sniff and they say, what cologne are you wearing? That smells great. Oh, well, today I'm wearing Bulgari. Or I'm wearing Acqua di Gio. Or I'm wearing Dunhill Fresh. I have never once had someone say to me, oh, you smell like cigars. You smell terrible. People that smoke cigarettes, you can smell them 20 feet away. People that smoke cigars, forget it. Because what's one of the important rules for all alpha males, especially those that are cigar connoisseurs? We always wear cologne. Men, if you do not wear cologne, the number one requested item from women of their men, wearing cologne. I don't care if you go out and get High Karate Jade East or Aqua Velva. Wear it. You'll still smell better than if you do not have cologne. It is part of being a refined alpha male. You got to look the part. Dress well. Speak well. Be intelligent. And you have to smell like an alpha. Have that nice cologne scent that wafts as you walk. Trust me. You will get noticed. Happens to me all the time. So three out of the four women of The View say, yeah, let them enjoy it. What's the big deal? Joy Behar, it's disgusting. They pollute the air around you. The only thing being polluted is when Joy Behar opens her mouth with her pablum puke. Enough of Joy Behar. Enough of The View. As far as I'm concerned, you want to enjoy a cigar? So be it. Enough's enough. Speaking of cigars, at the Premium Cigar Association convention in Vegas, end of June, early July, during our exclusive video coverage on the show floor, we spent time in the Alec Bradley booth. And one of the new cigars that they were debuting at the convention is Gatekeeper. It is a common project between Alec and Bradley Rubin, the sons of founder Alan Rubin, teamed up with cigar legend and veteran Ernesto Perez Carrillo to create the first regular production Alec and Bradley. You have to remember that last year when they introduced the Alec and Bradley Blind Faith, that is a limited yearly release. Gatekeeper features an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, Nicaraguan binder, filler from Nicaragua and the Dominican Republic. It is beautiful. Why did they call it Gatekeeper? Because, as Alec and Bradley said to me, has explained that when they worked with Ernesto, it opened new doors for them. And Ernesto was kind of a gatekeeper to new opportunities and experiences. So they named it Gatekeeper. Fabulous cigar, a lot of flavor, more of a medium plus to full flavored cigar, very rich, a lot of flavor, made down at the La Alianza factory in República Dominicana. Four sizes, a Corona, a Robusto, a Toro, and a Gordo, which is a Magnum, 6 inches in length with a 60 ring gauge. Suggested retail.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
The value of banking local comes to being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
We will take a short time out. When we come back, we will hit the sound bites. Oh, wait, we did hit the sound. Sergeant Steve, we did hit the sound bites. So we're going to save the other sound bites for Boris Johnson next hour. I'm getting ahead of myself. All right, that's right. When we come back, the National Cigar Litation and Libation Ceremony. I'm getting ahead of myself or behind myself, whatever it is. I'm not on track here. But we will get back on track. National Cigar Litation and Libation Ceremony around the corner.
The General is now on Instagram. Follow him for pictures of the latest cigars, libations, and what he's enjoying during the show.
That could be interesting, and we'll have to block out some faces.
Go to Instagram and search Cigar Day.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
The selections in the Cigar Dave Officers Club receive rave reviews from our members, and for good reason. We send out fantastic cigars, the latest and greatest to our members, new cigars, unique cigars, incredible vertical samplers of cigars, and we have a great selection for September 2019. We are featuring the Plasencia Alma del Campo. It is a beautiful Nicaraguan puro, Nicaraguan wrapper, filler, and binder. The wrapper is a beautiful milk chocolatey brown wrapper with some nice notes of cocoa, cedar, some beautiful notes of coffee. Your taste buds will absolutely love the Plasencia Alma del Campo. Become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club and get great cigars every month. Three great cigars like the Plasencia Alma del Campo sent directly to you. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, and join my Officers Club and enjoy great cigars.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2. With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the General to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Litation Maneuvers.
Since we were talking about the new Alec Bradley Gatekeeper shipping this week, I figured why not just enjoy an Alec Bradley Gatekeeper. I got a stash of them brought back from the Premium Cigar Association convention last late June, early July in Las Vegas. Beautiful cigars, so I have just pulled out the Gordo. 6 inches in length, 60 ring gauge, meaning 60, 64ths of an inch, almost an inch in diameter. Beautiful cigar that is a collaboration, as I mentioned, between Alec and Bradley Rubin of Alec Bradley Cigars and Ernesto Perez Carrillo. Fabulous cigar, Ecuadorian Habano wrapper. Ernesto loves working with that wrapper for good reason. Great flavor. Great construction, Nicaraguan binder, Nicaraguan and Dominican filler, medium plus to full flavored on this particular cigar. Just a beautiful stick, goes nicely with a medium or full flavored bourbon or American whiskey. Cannot go wrong. Suggested retail for this Gordo, $12.25. Again, the line of four different sizes between $8.75 and $12.25.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
Well, for a magnum-sized cigar, 60 ring gauge, almost an inch in diameter, you need a big double-edged stainless steel guillotine, and that's exactly what I have in my hand.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
Here, I have got the Cigar Dave Mala Make America Lightate. Again, beautiful lighter from our R&D laboratories. And I have to tell you, I am sure that all the 10 Democrat candidates that were on the debate stage night before last, I am sure will be very upset that I am burning fossil fuel. Even though butane is very clean, it's a clean gas, they'd be very, very upset. And I just realized I am upset because, hold on one second, I need to get over here, right from my storage case, I'm out of butane. I just looked at the tank, and it's got a nice big indicator on the tank. So I'm going to fill this up as we speak. Wait a minute. It's got a magnificent big tank on here. I've got pure butane. You got to make sure it's purified. All right, I've got it filled up now. Now I'm officially ready to continue.
Six cigar pre-litation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Got one more cut here. There we go. Now I'm sure. There's a reason I'm a five-star general. If I was a private, I would have been nervous. My butane tank isn't filled. How could I allow that to happen? Fear not. Every good general has not only a secondary plan, but a tertiary plan. Not one, not two backups, a third backup just in case. Actually, I had two other lighters, but I really wanted to use my Mala. So I reached over, filled it, and I'm going to gently toast the foot of this beautiful Alec Bradley, or actually, the gatekeeper. This is from the Alec and Bradley division of Alec Bradley, if you will. So, this gatekeeper, beautiful looking cigar, beautiful wrapper, nice oily shine to it. Beautiful construction. One thing, Ernesto makes fantastic cigars, and when I talked to Alan, or Alec and Bradley, they told me how many iterations they went through till they finally got it right. And when they did give me some sample cigars early on to try, oh, probably late 2018, it definitely needed some work, but they hit it right on the head. Very nice blend as I puff and rotate. All right, and as I do that, Sergeant Steve, hit the libation liner.
Scotch, bourbon, and beer. Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
Okay, cigar's now lit. The second of my four American whiskeys I will enjoy for National Bourbon Heritage Month as we celebrate American whiskeys is Maker's 46 from Maker's Mark. Now, what is unique about Maker's Mark, about this Kentucky bourbon? Well, first of all, their mash bill. Instead of using rye, they use no rye in the mash bill. They use red winter wheat along with corn, 70% corn, 16% red winter wheat, 14% malted barley, and what is unique about the Maker's 46, aged a little bit longer, and they use vanilla oak staves, about 10 of them, in the barrel. And it is very, very smooth. I will say cheers, take a sip. Wow. Maker's 46. Maker's Mark is great. A small batch whiskey, but I'll tell you what, the Maker's 46, finished with the oak staves, gives it a nice vanilla-like taste, extremely smooth. So two out of the four bourbons or American whiskeys are now officially sampled. Two more to go. We'll do the other two in hour number two, right around.
If it wasn't for a kind community member like you, I could have died on the streets. My name is Ted Williams, the man with the golden voice, and I will be your keynote speaker at the Good News Rescue Mission's 11th Annual Harvest of Hope Fundraiser Banquet at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, October 5th at 6 p.m. Support transformation and purchase your Harvest of Hope table at gnrm.org. I'll see you there.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, inviting you to our annual black and white Boondocker Ball, dinner and dance and costume contest, Saturday, October 5th at the Anderson VFW Hall in Anderson, California. Live music, buffet dinner, and live auction. Sponsor tables are $500. Tickets are $35 each. For more information, call 378-2280. That's 378-2280. We'll see you there.
President Terry Didez says a decision on whether or not to strike will be made tomorrow. In the meantime, the union's telling members if they're scheduled to work on Sunday, they should report. Bahamians already taxed with cleaning up after Hurricane Dorian, getting more rain from Tropical Storm Umberto. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says developing countries should not have to foot the bill for climate disaster cleanup.
We must improve access to development financing. In cases like the Bahamas, I strongly support proposals to convert debt into investment in resilience.
Umberto is dumping rain on parts of the archipelago's northwest region. It could reach hurricane status, but only after it turns away from the islands and the U.S. coast. Supporters of the ongoing protests for democratic reforms in Hong Kong clashing with supporters of the central government again.
Hundreds of pro-Beijing demonstrators waved Chinese flags and chanted slogans at a plaza in the densely packed Kowloon district. Counter-protesters quickly gathered there, sparking tension as the two camps heckled each other. The situation turned chaotic with groups of people trading blows, some using umbrellas to hit their opponents. Police moved in to defuse the situation, detaining a number of people. The clashes came after several nights of peaceful rallies that featured mass singing at shopping malls by supporters of the months-long protests. I'm Sarah Bassett.
And you can always check out more news and get more analysis. They're both at townhall.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-7126.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-7126.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-7126. 1-800-424-7126.
The British Prime Minister, who called the referendum and then saw the public vote to leave the European Union, now says he's sorry for the divisions it's caused.
In an interview with the Times newspaper, David Cameron says he thinks about the consequences of the referendum every single day, and he deeply regrets the outcome, accepting that his approach failed. He admitted that many people blame him for the Brexit divisions and will never forgive him, but he defended his decision to call the vote. His two successors, first Theresa May and now Prime Minister Boris Johnson, have wrestled with the Brexit issue. Both have thus far been unable to win parliamentary backing for an exit plan agreed with EU leaders. Sarah Bassett, London.
Record rainfall claiming two more lives in southeastern Spain, and widespread flooding has raised the overall death toll to 6 from recent storms. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. There's been a huge increase in cases of high blood pressure during pregnancy. The latest from Dr. Charles Snyderman.
The number of women with high blood pressure either before or during pregnancy has increased over tenfold between 1970 and 2010. One factor may be that the average age at first pregnancy has increased 5 years. High blood pressure in pregnancy is a substantial risk to both mother and baby, and careful control is essential. Charles Snyderman in Washington.
Authorities in Northern Virginia say they found no evidence that a shooting occurred at a movie theater that's part of a popular mall. Arlington County Police Department tweeted this evening that authorities were continuing to search the theater at the Ballston Quarter Mall in Arlington, but investigators hadn't found any indication any victims or evidence the shooting took place. The report of a shooting had prompted panic and a large police presence at that popular gathering spot. Check out more on these stories. Log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Into the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Well, all of my alpha male pleasures are providing ample amounts of enjoyment. My Alec Bradley Gatekeeper cigar, absolutely fantastic. I just finished off the remaining portion of Maker's 46 Kentucky Bourbon Whiskey that I had in my whiskey snifter. And I have two more different American whiskeys I will enjoy in this hour. As we celebrate National Bourbon Heritage Month, the first hour, we sampled two different whiskeys. I started off with the Main Craft Distilling 50 Stone Highland Style Whiskey. Delicious. The Maker's 46. And this hour, we'll have the Jefferson's Ocean Aged at Sea Voyage 17. And in the last half hour of the show, the Clyde Mays Alabama Style Whiskey. Fabulous. Great accompaniments to my Alec Bradley Gatekeeper. As always, we welcome you back. Don't forget, follow me on social media. Go to CigarDave.com, upper right-hand corner. You will see the links, the graphics, the logos of Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. Make sure that you follow us along, especially Twitter. That's where I am most active. But we do hit the other social media platforms as well. Just make sure you bookmark CigarDave.com. And don't forget, if you have not downloaded the Cigar Dave mobile app, what the hell are you waiting for?
I wrote the app. Don't tell me about the app. I wrote the app. Actually, I did not. As Bernard Sanders, he may have written the bill, but I did not write the app. However, the app is fantastic, and you should absolutely download it.
You can listen to the show live, noon to 2 Eastern time, with our live stream. It continuously plays in a loop 24/7 throughout the week. And also, we post all of our archives, as well as links to our social media and YouTube. So do a search in the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store, Cigar Dave, and you can download it. Speaking of Bernard Sanders, if you saw the debate two nights ago on ABC, Bernard Sanders looked extremely disheveled. He looked extremely angry. I thought his eyes were going to pop out of his head. Sergeant Steve, did you notice that? I don't know if you caught that yesterday. I know that you were involved. I think you were at the baseball game, the Rays game. But did you catch any of Bernard Sanders in the debate?
Yeah, he was going nuts.
He was out of control. I mean, I understand that. I think he had a cold or some sort of upper respiratory infection, but he was hunched over. I thought his eyes were going to come popping out. He was red. I mean, he was. And when they asked him a question, when Jorge, as Bernard Sanders, I have a problem pronouncing Spanish names. Jorge is Jorge. Jorge Ramos. Bernard Sanders cannot pronounce Spanish. He can pronounce New York, do a Brooklyn accent, but he can't do a Spanish accent. However, Bernard Sanders was asked a question by Jorge Ramos about would you call Maduro a brutal dictator? And of course, he kind of sidestepped the answer. But Bernard Sanders, instead of saying the guy is an absolute, just brutal, terrible dictator, he's just a criminal, he should not be in power, he did say he was brutal and that he was inhumane, but he kind of stopped short of really giving it to him. Why? Because, remember, Bernard is a Democrat socialist, and he likes socialism, and he thinks Venezuela's great, running out of toilet paper, running out of food rations. And speaking of running out of things, in Cuba, because of the embargo and other various sanctions against Venezuela, Cuba running out of diesel fuel. They are going to have to intermittently shut power off. And he said the current president may as well be one of the Castros, but the current president of Cuba came out and said, we're expecting a shipment, I think September 14th or 16th or maybe later in the week, saying, but prepare, expect that we are going to have some shortages. That's great. Communism, socialism, what a great system. Works fabulous. But Bernie, man, I thought he was going to just explode, his eyes coming out of his head, everybody just kind of going after him. But overall, I get a kick out of all these people talking about the existential climate change. It's the number one challenge that we will all face. And Elizabeth Warren, I believe, stating something like it is the number one item, foreign policy item, or some other nonsense. And I'm thinking to myself, let's eliminate every fossil fuel tomorrow. Let's say it could happen. How are you going to fuel airplanes? How are you going to fuel trains? They all talk about trains. Trains do not operate on nuclear power, and very few are on electric. Oh, and speaking of electricity, if you want to have trains running on electric, rechargeable batteries, and you want to have cars all being rechargeable electric vehicles, you must recharge them. What do you need in order to be able to recharge your car? You need power generation, electrical generation. You need to build more power plants. What do power plants primarily run on? Natural gas and coal. We have not built a new nuclear power plant in, I don't know, 25, 30 years. Coal being phased out. Natural gas is clean. We have more natural gas. In fact, I think I saw that last month we were the number one exporter, the United States' number one exporter of oil in the world, beating Saudi Arabia. Think about that for a second. Think about that. Number one exporter. We're producing so much, whether it is oil, natural gas, that we're able to export and be the number one exporter in the world. Natural gas is clean. It's a clean, efficient fuel. But all of a sudden, they want all this electric-powered cars, all these electric-powered cars, but yet they don't address how are you going to generate the power to be able to recharge the cars. That's what they never tell you. And not one member on the panel of any of the debate panels from the media says, wait a minute, let me ask you all a question. You want every vehicle on the road to be electrically powered, and you want to remove all fossil fuel vehicles. How are you going to power them? How are you going to recharge those? You need power stations. We'll have a massive toll on the grid if all of a sudden, 70 million, 80 million cars are off the road, replaced by electrically powered rechargeable vehicles? You think our electrical grid can handle that? We don't have the power generation stations to be able to handle that. You can't build nuclear. They don't want coal. They don't want natural gas. How the hell are you going to have, you're going to go out and hire billions and billions of mice, as Bernard Sanders would say, and put them on little treadmills and have them generate power that way? That's not going to work. Nobody ever wants to address that. So all this pie-in-the-sky fantasy, we're going to eliminate fossil fuels within 10 years, as Bernard Sanders said, not going to happen. And yet, while everyone else will have to stop using fossil fuels to power their vehicles, that won't stop any of these politicians from flying privately, and there's nothing wrong with flying privately. It's a fabulous way to go. But they'll continue to fly privately. They'll continue to be chauffeured around in the presidential beast in a limo that is fueled by fossil fuel. So it's all pie in the sky. And again, do as I say, not as I do. Bernie Sanders, part of his deal with the Hillary Clinton campaign, I need to have a private aircraft, a private jet to take me around to campaign for you. That's the deal. Now, Mr. Bernard Sanders, who's worried about climate crisis and who believes in socialism, that the billionaires and billionaires and zillionaires. And by the way, have you noticed he doesn't go after the millionaires anymore? It's all the billionaires. Why does he not go after billionaires? Remember, it used to be the billionaires, billionaires, and trillionaires. Why does he no longer go after millionaires? Because Bernard Sanders is a millionaire, as he likes to say. So all of a sudden, it's okay for him to be a millionaire, but not okay for everyone else. It's okay for him to travel privately and burn all sorts of fossil fuel, travel in style, but it's not okay for anyone else. This is the blatant hypocrisy. And watching that debate, you could have called it the Ten Stooges. Ten Stooges. And Robert Francis Beta Male O'Rourke, another absolute loser. He's got to stop with the spastic hand generations. Have you ever noticed the guy cannot talk unless he is making these up and down bobbing gestures? It's like the guy's got to bob up and down his head. He's like a bobblehead. That's what we ought to just call him, Bobblehead Beta Male O'Rourke. So pie in the sky. Definitely got a kick out of all of the comments that they had to make. All right, speaking of politics, this is a classic. Vice President Mike Pence, in the place of President Donald J. Trump, went over to the UK to meet with Boris Johnson. Actually, he was meeting. He had a President Trump had a previously planned trip, but because of the Hurricane Dorian decided that he would stay put because at that time there was a real threat it could hit Florida in a big way, and it did hit the East Coast, and it did cause flooding and damage. Decided he wanted to stay. So Vice President Mike Pence dispatched to Europe, to Iceland, and to Britain in his place. So just over a week ago, the new Prime Minister of Great Britain, the UK, Boris Johnson, Bojo, as we shall call him, meets with Vice President Mike Pence. Take a listen to how he welcomed Vice President Pence to 10 Downing Street.
Good afternoon, Mike President. Have a seat. Thank you so much. Well, it's fantastic. Welcome you to another 10, Mr. Vice President Mike. Great to have you here. And I had an absolutely wonderful time with the G7 and with President Trump talking about all the things that we're going to try to do together, free trade, all that, and hope very much to take that forward today in our discussions.
All right, right there, Sergeant Steve. Have a seat. I like what he says. Welcome to 10 Downing Street. Have a seat. Fantastic. Just fantastic. Absolutely marvelous time. Just absolutely fantastic time with President Trump. Just fantastic. Have a seat. Just have a seat, Vice President Mike. So just the initial, so different than the former Prime Minister, Theresa May. He's very Trump-esque. He's just a normal kind of guy. But just hearing him saying, yes, welcome. They did their talk. Have a seat. Just fantastic. Good to have you here. Fantastic. All right, continue.
Thank you for such a warm welcome.
Absolutely. Great to see you.
And a very busy time here in the United Kingdom.
Always busy.
I'm always grateful busy. For your,
always. Always
for your
busy.
Hospitality.
Yes, always busy.
I spoke to President Trump this morning, your friend.
Let me ask you to send you his very best greetings and to assure you that the United States supports the United Kingdom's decision to leave the European Union, but he also wanted me to convey that the United States is ready, willing, and able to immediately negotiate a free trade agreement with the UK.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Fantastic. I cannot wait for that free trade agreement. Fantastic. But Boris Bojo brings up several very important items that are currently under tariff that he would like to export into the United States, several food products and another interesting product. So let's listen to Boris and see what he has to say. Absolutely fantastic.
And we will drive that free trade agreement forward. Of course, the U.S. economy is a wonderful, massive opportunity for the U.K. firms, but it is still the case that, the United States of America, the people of the United States of America, do not eat any British lamb or beef or haggis from Scotland. I think there are still barriers to trade in shower trays.
Oh, no, shower trays. We can't have that. Shower trays. Americans must have our British shower trays, our lamb, our beef, our haggis. They're barriers to entry. It's fantastic we want to do a new trade deal. But the Americans are not able to enjoy some of our great products. Now, lamb? Okay, fine. I have no problem importing British lamb. Have you ever had British beef? Sergeant Steve, have you ever had British beef?
I have not. They don't import it here, so I've never had it.
That's correct. I have, and Mick the Brit has. There's a reason Mick the Brit, whenever he comes to the United States, always orders massive numbers of steaks. And the reason is the beef in England, in the UK, is like eating solid rawhide. You may as well eat take the side, the skin of a cow, and just burn it to a crisp, because that's what beef from Britain tastes like. Now, Sergeant Steve, have you ever had haggis? British haggis, I say.
I have not.
Do you know what British haggis is?
I do not.
Oh, good.
Do I want to know?
You do not want to know, and no American should ever want to eat haggis. Haggis is a Scottish dish consisting of a sheep's or calf's offal mixed with suet, oatmeal, and seasoning boiled in a bag, traditionally one made from the animal's stomach. Now, Sergeant Steve, now that you know what haggis is, do you know what a calf or sheep's offal is?
No.
You do not know what offal is? Ah, let me explain to you. So all our American friends know exactly what haggis, what offal is, a product, ingredient, which is in haggis. Offal is the entrails and internal organs of an animal used as food. So, for example, the internal organs, the refuse, the waste material, the decomposing animal flesh, that is what is in haggis. Additionally, Sergeant Steve, do you know what suet is? S-U-E-T.
No.
Suet is the hard white fat on the kidneys and loins of cattle or sheep. Now, does not haggis sound absolutely delicious? Now, do you know what entrails are?
Yes.
Okay, we talked about offals. Entrails. What are entrails? This is not a quiz, but I'm just, if you could repeat what entrails are.
How do you describe that?
I'll describe it for you. An animal's intestines.
Yes.
Internal organs. So basically, you have offal, which are the entrails, or the intestines of an animal, the internal organs. You have the Scottish dish consisting of a sheep's or calf's offal. Again, the intestines mixed with suet, the hard white fat, oatmeal seasoning, boiled in a bag, traditionally made from the animal's stomach. And when it is served, when you look at it, it has a very unique look to it. It almost looks like a giant intestine filled with all sorts of filler material. Haggis is not exactly a food product that is in high demand here in these United States.
I think I'll become a vegan.
Yes, exactly. Haggis. But the way he said it, Americans cannot enjoy some great lamb or beef and haggis, as if Americans want to eat that British or Scottish delicacy.
How many of you would like to eat haggis, the Scottish dish consisting of a sheep or calf's intestines and internal organs mixed with hard white fat, oatmeal, seasoning, boiled in a bag, made from an animal's stomach? The answer is nobody. Now, I'm sure Mick the Brit would say, oh, General, it's fantastic. We'd very much enjoy haggis. It's delicious. And clearly, Prime Minister Bojo Boris Johnson loves haggis. It's fantastic. Haggis. But, Sergeant Steve, something that's of extreme importance to you and I and every other American that we are not able to consume without massive tariffs, and that is British shower trays.
Yes, I don't know how I survive in the morning taking my shower without one.
The mere fact that he would bring up British shower trays, I mean, like, what? What was it, like a soap dish? I mean, I'm looking at this thing. A British shower tray is basically it's like this porcelain, it's like a shower enclosure almost. I mean, it's you put it on the bottom of your, I don't know. All I know is everybody has just survived fine using regular, the bottom of their shower, their bathtub, whatever. I don't think there is a big demand for British shower trays. At first, I thought when he meant shower tray, like a soap dish or whatever, but apparently these are big shower trays that go on the bottom, and they're very ornate, and they're very elegant. But have you ever once said, geez, you know, I wish in my bathroom I could have a British shower tray? Have you ever thought that?
I didn't know they existed.
I did not either. Sergeant Steve, let's hit that soundbite one more time, that last soundbite from British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, Bojo, and you'll see
and
one more time.
And we will drive that free trade agreement forward. Of course, the U.S. economy is a wonderful, massive opportunity for U.K. firms, but it is still the case that, you know, the United States of America, the people of the United States of America, do not eat any British lamb or beef or haggis. From Scotland, I think there are still barriers to trade in shower trays, would you believe it?
Let's make sure we have a permanent barrier of entry of any British or Scottish haggis, whatever we do. Sergeant Steve, let's post a picture of haggis and show what it looks like in the stomach. It's kind of cut open. There's a picture you'll find when you do a search, and it's, you can see what it looks like. Now, I'm sure to people that enjoy haggis, it's delicious. But now that I know what is in haggis, intestines, calf stomach, I'm not interested in eating it. And as fantastic as British shower trays are, I'm sure we can all do just fine. We'll survive without them. Great barriers to entry. And even if there were no tariffs, I have a feeling there would not be a big rush on British meat, British lamb, British haggis, and British shower trays. But I do admire Prime Minister Boris Johnson's immense enthusiasm. Fantastic. Fantastic. Americans should be able to enjoy our great haggis, our lamb, our beef, and, you know, shower trays. How can we have barriers to entry of shower trays? American want their British shower trays. We will continue around the corner. When I come back, we've got some other cigar news that we will get to, a couple of emails. Boeing, once again in the news, not in a good way. Toxic femininity all coming your way. And I just realized I didn't have my libation, my Jefferson Ocean, my bourbon this hour. But don't worry, I'll have two in the next half hour to make up for it. Not a problem.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection for September is the Plasencia Almadel Combo. This complex smoke is creamy with a touch of spice. The Plasencia Almadel Combo has notes of coffee and nuts while leaving a lasting impression on your palate. Want these cigars shipped directly to you each month? Log on to CigarDave.com to join the Officers Club.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and...
Have you been looking to purchase or refinance a home? Allow the team at Omega Mortgage Group to show you why so many of your friends and family, realtors and escrow officers, refer their clients to Omega Mortgage Group. Our low rates, simple application, fast escrows, and outstanding service really speak for themselves. Contact Omega Mortgage Group today at 223-1400 or visit us at omglending.com. Omega Mortgage Group is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID number 1253874.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
The name is Bond, James Bond, the original Bond, Sean Connery, the best Bond ever. There were other good Bonds, but Sean Connery, the best ever. Well, one of the Bonds, Pierce Brosnan, who played James Bond in the 1990s, echoed, or I should say, stated his desire to see what the next James Bond should look like. And I can tell you that I disagree with him 180 degrees. He said to the Hollywood Reporter, quote, I think we've watched the guys do it for the last 40 years. Get out of the way, guys, and put a woman up there. I think it would be exhilarating. It would be exciting. I don't think that's going to happen with the Broccolis. I don't think that is going to happen under their watch. The Broccoli family owns the screen rights to Ian Fleming's character, but the upcoming James Bond movie 25 called No Time to Die will be Daniel Craig's last movie as portraying the British spy James Bond 007. Thankfully, he was horrible. Didn't like cigars, just no charisma, no personality. But now they're saying that in this hashtag MeToo movement, perhaps a woman, and there was word that a British actress, Lashana Lynch, could be named as a possible future James Bond, Jane Bond, whatever you want to call it, Jeanette Bond. But as far as I'm concerned, this is an absolute outrage. James Bond is a male, an alpha male, a womanizing male. End of discussion. I don't care what movement, Me Too, You Too, Us Three, 10-5, I don't care. James Bond is a heterosexual alpha male. Now, if you want to come up with some other Bond-type character, call it another name, maybe make it Agent whatever, 009 LGBTQ, I don't have a problem with it. But not James Bond. The Bond franchise, alpha male, heterosexual male, men. And I don't care what the ethnic composition or the color of the man is, but it must absolutely be a male, heterosexual, who enjoys cigars, spirits, gambling, the alpha male lifestyle. You want to have a female to portray one of the MI6 agents? Great. Call it something else. But in no way, shape, or form should she be considered to be a Bond. End of discussion. All right, very quickly here. Of note to those of us that are cigar connoisseurs, one of the beautiful elements of being a cigar connoisseur is when we purchase a box of cigars. The incredible ornate artistry and craftsmanship. We look at the band, we look at the box. It's something you want to have on display. It is a very ornate piece of artwork. Women take old cigar boxes and make them into purses. It's a statement. Now, we know that the FDA has wanted to change the appearance and the size of warning labels on cigars, not only on the box of cigars, perhaps also on a band or a band that would be on the cigar. We have seen Canada, we've seen Indonesia, other countries where they have gone to a no artwork design box, meaning it has a giant warning label on the box. The cigars, the band is just a plain brown or black or white band with basic printing on it saying what the cigar is. So it would say Arturo Fuente Florafina 858. It would say Romeo y Julieta Reserva Real. It would say Gurkha Real. It would say Alec and Bradley Gatekeeper. That's it. No design, no colors. That's not what we need here in the United States. The FDA has wanted to require premium cigar companies to put larger health warning labels on their packaging. But the FDA has not finalized the details of their own policy. And this has gone to court. The cigar industry has sued the FDA. And a federal D.C. federal judge made an initial ruling initial ruling 2 days ago. U.S. District Judge Amit P. Mehta said in a court hearing on Wednesday, that there's something unfair about the refusal of the FDA to push off the effective date of this new warning label rule while it mulls new evidence, making an industry expend millions of dollars to hurry up and rush to comply while the FDA could still change its mind. What has happened is the FDA has said, we want the cigar companies to put larger warning labels. They want at least 30% of the box. However, they have no rules on what it has to say, what size it has to be, what it has to look like. And during this process, where the FDA supposedly is thinking about various rules, they've also
opened up a rulemaking on whether or not premium cigars should be excluded from certain FDA regulation. The FDA was given the authority to regulate the cigar industry, or deeming the cigar industry, in 2006. One of their major mandates, one of their requirements, they want the cigar manufacturers to put large health warning labels on the cigar box. But there's no deadline. They don't know any of the specifics for the warning labels. So how is a cigar manufacturer supposed to even meet a deadline when you don't know what the label should look like, what it must contain, what the size it must be? Basically, the FDA is saying you need to comply with this by a specific date, and that date is, I believe, early next year. But we still don't have the rules done yet. And by the way, we want you to go and spend all this time and effort, even though you don't know what's supposed to be on it, even though you don't know what the size should be or what the color should be, but we want you to prepare for it and spend money on designing it and implementing it, even though we don't have a date yet. How on earth is any company, or are any companies supposed to be, to follow a rule that is so ambiguous? And the judge came out and said there is something very unfair about the FDA refusing to push off the effective date. Now, think about this for a second. All the FDA has to do is say, look, we are evaluating whether or not we should even be regulating premium cigars or they should be given an exemption. While that's taking place, we are going to put on hold the warning label agenda, the warning label inquiry, the warning label design, because we don't know if it's even going to have to be implemented in the future. So the FDA is telling cigar manufacturers, nope, you still got to implement this, still do this. And the judge is saying, wait a minute, this is unfair. How are these cigar manufacturers supposed to, number one, comply when they don't know what to comply with? And number two, they may not even be subject to regulation depending on what the FDA and the administration decides after this public comment period that is now closed on whether cigars should even be subject to FDA regulation. Now, the cigar industry has sued to block the warning. Two different cases involving the FDA right now that the cigar industry is suing them, both of which are in front of Judge Maeda in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia. So there is a delay, or there will be a delay. So it's not a final judgment. The industry still awaits the final decision from the judge on whether or not it will get an extended deadline. He basically just said, look, I think this is unfair. So we're still waiting for that. And this is the murkiness. This is the problem right now. Now, the only good thing that I hope happens here with all this vaping nonsense, I hope the FDA would come out and say, we've got bigger fish to fry. The cigar industry does not market their products to kids. They're consumed in moderation. They're not consumed as a nicotine delivery device. We overstepped our reach initially. We need to back up or do some things that are less impactful on the cigar industry. Wishful thinking, but I'm hoping that is indeed the case. So we'll see what the judge has to say, because I'll tell you, having to put on these warning labels would be horrible, number one. And number two, how on earth is an industry supposed to comply when they don't know what's supposed to be on it, what the design is supposed to look like, what the size, when the FDA hasn't published any regulations, but then they're saying, no, we're not going to extend the deadline. Typical government bureaucracy. And it is all, it falls under the guise of the head of the FDA's Tobacco Control Division, Mitch Zealot Zeller, an absolute enemy of pleasure, son of a bitch, bastard bureaucrat, who basically could care less about jobs, about people's right to make their own decisions, could care less. This man is an absolute zealot. He is an enemy not only of pleasure, he's an enemy of America. He's an unelected son of a bitch bureaucrat that thinks he has the right to supersede what an administration or what Congress. Do you know that many members of Congress, many representatives in the Senate, couldn't even get a reply from Mitch Zeller? His attitude was, I don't work for you. I could care less. That's the thinking in Washington.
the bureaucrats, the deep state runs the government. They run the show. Zealots got to be taken out, period, removed from office. He is an absolute travesty. How this SOB has remained at the FDA for so long is beyond me. He must be taken out, period. And when I say taken out, I mean physically removed, fired. Don't look into anything else. Although, just kidding. Just kidding. We know how people. But this guy aggravates me to no end. He aggravates those of us that are cigar connoisseurs. He aggravates the cigar industry. And he is unelected. Unelected. He's an unelected bureaucrat. And this is the problem. We thought the Trump administration would come in. Scott Gottlieb is the commissioner of the FDA who said the cigar regulations were overboard. You'd think the administration and the FDA would be able to corral this prick and say, stop, enough's enough. You'd think the House and Senate, the senators, the members of the House of Representatives would be able to get answers from Mitch Zealot Zeller. Think again. Because the prevailing and pervasive attitude in Washington, the bureaucrats, the deep state, run the asylum. They run the show. Senators come and go, but the bureaucracy stays. This is why they should be, what President Trump is trying to do, drain the swamp, get rid of all the bureaucrats. They ought to move the FDA tobacco control, move them to Alaska, to the northern edges, right across from the border from Russia. I can see Russia from my office. That's where they ought to move them, like they move much of the FDA to the nation's heartland. Mitch Zeller is an absolute enemy, and I am fed up with him, and I know I've gone off the rails on him, but what he is doing to the cigar industry.
We're Billy and Patrick. For our friends at Redding Kia, we've got some great news.
The Kia Summer Clearance Event is going on right now with exciting deals on every vehicle in Kia's award-winning lineup.
And the awards just keep on coming.
Kia has just been named the highest-ranked mass-market brand in initial quality 5 years in a row. Highest-ranked 5 years in a row.
And right now is a great time to celebrate this achievement with the Kia Summer Clearance Event.
You'll find great savings on every new 2019 and 2020 Kia.
Like the 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento, the 2019 Kia Niro Hybrid.
I have one and I love it.
And the 2020 all-wheel drive Kia Sportage.
Every model in Kia's inventory is priced to go.
Check RedingKia.com for all the details that make a great deal at Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue in Redding.
Billy is the marketing manager at Redding Kia. For J.D. Power 2019 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards for more details.
Redding Kia summer clearance ends September 30th, 2019. RedingKia.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This has gone around the Pacific, the China Sea, on it for a number of months, from the United States down to Australia, over to the China Sea. Just incredible. So I will take a sip here, and this is 90 proof, 45% alcohol by volume. I think the cost on this was about $80 for the bottle. Wow. Woo! Major spice, major warmth, major sizzle, major wood. Major oakiness, major wood. Can you say that on the air? We think we just did. But major oakiness from the wood barrel. And what's interesting is you get some of the salt. It almost has a salty type of complexion, maybe from the salt water, the salt air that imbibes into or imbues into the bourbon. But very unique, definitely a fuller, richer flavor bourbon, but very, very nice. So this is Jefferson's Ocean Age at Sea, Voyage Number 17. And I still have some of the original Jefferson's Presidential Select 17, which, as Tommy DiAdio from the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge and Corona Cigar Stores told me, that that was some of the same juice that was taken from the Buffalo Trace Distillery that was used for another very famous bourbon, Pappy Van Winkle. That's why Tommy, when he saw the bottle, he started drinking it like it was water. I finally had to cut him off. I said, hey, I need some of that. Now that you told me what it is, I need to save that for some special occasions. But this Jefferson's Ocean at Sea, Voyage 17, very full, very rich, a lot of flavor, very pleasant. Final and concluding segment of this edition of the Cigar Dave Show comes your way next without any bureaucrats and enemies of pleasure.
Never miss a minute of the show when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices. You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device. Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store. Search Cigar Dave.
Hi, I'm Rocky Patel. After 15 years of hard work, I'd like to introduce you to the Rocky Patel 15th Anniversary Cigar made at our factory in Esteli, Nicaragua. This cigar showcases a beautiful, oily Habano wrapper from Ecuador. Fillers from Esteli, Jalapa, and Condega make up a rich, complex, spicy taste with a lot of full flavor. The Decade, another one of our masterpieces. Made in Honduras, beautiful Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper with secret fillers. It received a 95 rating, one of the highest rated cigars ever in Cigar Aficionado. This medium to full body cigar is rich, complex, yet elegant and well balanced. 15 years ago, they thought we'd never make it in the business. 10 years ago, they thought we'd never last. 5 years ago, they started paying attention. Now, we're right where we belong, in your hand. So enjoy the 15th anniversary and the decade these cigars will deliver.
The selections in the Cigar Dave Officers Club receive rave reviews from our members, and for good reason. We send out fantastic cigars, the latest and greatest to our members, new cigars, unique cigars, incredible vertical samplers of cigars, and we have a great selection for September 2019. We are featuring the Plasencia Alma del Campo. It is a beautiful Nicaraguan puro, Nicaraguan wrapper, filler, and binder. The wrapper is a beautiful milk chocolatey brown wrapper with some nice notes of cocoa, cedar, some beautiful notes of coffee. Your taste buds will absolutely love the Plasencia Alma del Campo. Become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club and get great cigars every month. Three great cigars like the Plasencia Alma del Campo sent directly to you. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, and join my Officers Club and enjoy great cigars.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
You are listening to the Air Force theme, and the reason is next Wednesday, September 18th. It is the United States Air Force's birthday. Founded in 1947, the Air Force celebrates its 72nd birthday. It can now, well, actually, starting 7 years ago, could officially collect Social Security. But the good news is 72 years and still going strong in the wild blue yonder. And a very special, snappy salute to all the airmen and women in the United States Air Force, doing us proud. All right. Let me get to two final items here. Let's see here. We've talked about toxic masculinity. We've heard this term, toxic masculinity. All I can tell you is, after Hurricane Dorian, when our Coast Guard men and several women as well went in to the Bahamas, risky weather conditions to save people, transport people via helicopter, via air to hospitals over in New Providence and other places, were they exhibiting toxic masculinity by going into harm's way? They were exhibiting what strong alpha males do, what proper alpha males, gentlemen do. And that is, they were going in risking their own lives for the betterment of others. So forget what Gillette has to say about toxic masculinity. Examples of proper masculinity abound all over the place. Alpha masculinity. Hashtag alpha masculinity. But we must call out when there is toxic femininity. They're going to go after items where they deem toxic masculinity. Then let's talk about toxic femininity. And this story pains me to even tell you. Pains me to read. A North Carolina woman, Victoria Frabbit, 56, looks like she's 96, of Newport, North Carolina, charged by Carteret County deputies after police were called to her and her husband's home 4 a.m. this past Tuesday. She was charged with kidnapping and also charged with malicious castration after tying up her husband and cutting off his pleasure stick, his tallywhacker. Oh, the thought of... I'm like scrunching down in pain right now thinking about this. Police were able to locate the severed penis of James Frabbit, age 67, put it on ice, but it remains unclear whether it was reattached. He was photographed and quoted in a 2014 article about a new mental health and substance abuse treatment. He was identified as a peer recovery volunteer, commenting, "There's lots of places you can go to be told what steps to take, how to stay clean, but establishing and using those tools doesn't work for everyone." Clearly, I'm not sure if he's talking about himself or his wife, but this woman ties him up. How does this guy allow to be tied up? Unless she did it while he was sleeping or drugged him, and chops off his pleasure stick. Here's another example of toxic femininity. Two Indian women beat... Two wives beat a man who was seeking a third wife. Polyamory is apparently legal in India, certain spots, and she went after him. Both of them went after him. This is unconscionable. Toxic femininity. Women must be called on the carpet when they endanger the health and well-being of men and alpha males. Oh, that poor guy, castrated by that nutcase wife. Cigar Dave, the general, saying, may her humidor always be full. May her cutter always be sharp. May her ash be extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. Screw the bureaucrats. Mitch Zealot, Zeller at the FDA.
and keep haggis out of America.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
FDA officials said the amount of the contaminant barely exceeds levels found in common foods, but the same chemical has been linked to dozens of recalls of blood pressure drugs in the past year. Health officials are still investigating that issue, and last month sanctioned a manufacturing plant in India that makes some of the medications. Shelley Adler, Washington.
A charity rescue ship with 82 immigrants aboard received permission to sail to a tiny southern Italian island.
Ocean Viking's crew say Italian authorities have instructed the ship to sail to Lampedusa. The ship has been appealing for days for a port of safety after rescuing 50 migrants who were struggling in an unseaworthy rubber dinghy launched by Libyan-based migrant smugglers. Italy's foreign minister cautioned against interpreting the okay as a sign the new government is easing its crackdown on such vessels. The country's week-old new government now contains the centre-left Democrats, whose leaders have called for a more humane policy on rescue boats. I'm Sarah Bassett.
U.S. government regulators will develop guidelines to remove from the market all cigarette flavors except tobacco. Town Hall.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-7126.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-7126.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-7126. 1-800-424-7126.
A government health panel is endorsing an experimental pill which would be the first for treating children with peanut allergies. We get the latest from correspondent Jackie Quinn.
If the Food and Drug Administration agrees with this advisory panel, children with severe peanut allergies would be able to take a capsule containing peanut powder to gradually help them build up a tolerance. Some parents urged approval of this drug, Palforzia, relating what life is like when you have to monitor your children's diet, even avoiding public places, with fears of peanut residue causing a life-threatening reaction. The downside is that children would have to take the pill continuously, and nearly 10% experience severe allergic reactions from the pills, along with other serious side effects. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A woman tossed a red liquid from the public gallery of the California Senate Friday, splashing it onto lawmakers and forcing them to finish their work in a committee room on the final day of their legislative session.
Senators had just finished taking a vote when a woman tossed the substance onto the floor of the Senate, declaring, "That's for the dead babies." Senate President Pro Temp Tony Atkins said a crime was committed today, but the Senate will not be deterred from completing the Senate's business, he told lawmakers as the Senate reconvened. Senate Republican Leader Shannon Grove indicated police arrested the woman. The drama unfolded on the final day of the legislative session. Patrick Foss reporting.
African heads of state joined thousands of Zimbabweans at a state funeral Saturday for Zimbabwe's founding president, Robert Mugabe, whose burial has been delayed for at least a month until the special mausoleum can be built for his remains. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, giving you opinions and facts with a positive approach, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, it's Brian Kilmeade. It's my privilege. If you're watching on Fox Nation, you see our special guest is back in studio with us. It's always a thrill when you put us on your show's to-do list. The former Secretary of State, National Security Advisor under George W. Bush, Bush 43. She's out with a brand new book. It's Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. She wrote the book. She co-authored the book. It's called To Build a Better World, Choices to End the Cold War and Create a Global Commonwealth. I want to look back but also talk about what's happening now. And most of all, say hello.
Nice to see you.
Great to see you.
It's been a while. Right.
Now, how's your life? We were just outside on Fox and Friends, right. And your other passion is football.
Right.
So Rob Gronkowski, the New England Patriots tight end.
Oh, what a thrill to meet Rob Gronkowski.
He was thrilled to meet you.
He was fantastic. And we did a little hitting the baseball out there, and he showed how hard it is to hit a baseball. But he's a great athlete, and I admire his career. It was just extraordinary.
Well, I mean, now when I ask, what have you been doing? Well, if you look at this book and you see how thorough – I got it this morning. I've already been through 100 pages. It's fascinating, the play-by-play of the coming down of the Cold War, the Warsaw Pact, and the inflation of NATO and all the decisions people had to make. We'll never see a time like this, and I want to get to that. But I first want to ask, how are you?
I'm doing great, right?
What is an average day like?
An average day for me is to get up and exercise early. You know, I always did that.
Yes.
But I'm teaching at Stanford and loving being and hopefully influential in the lives of these young people. I'm also doing some business consulting with my friends Robert Gates and Steve Hadley and Anya Manuel. And so we help companies that are trying to navigate the complex global environment. I'm doing a little speaking, and I'm also practicing the piano a lot these days. I'm going to play in the gala for the Omaha Symphony in May, so I'm trying to get my chops back.
So my dad used to play, and he was thinking about going to Juilliard and everything like that, and then when he put it down and went into chemistry and then owned a bar, he never wanted to pick it up again because he said, I know how good I could have been, and it bothered him to pick it up. When you were playing every day and then you drop off, was it hard to go back and not be as good?
It was definitely a little hard to go back because I knew I was never going to be as good as I was when I was 18. I was practicing 3-4 hours a day. But I finally kind of came to terms with that over the years, and I'm pretty good. And if I practice, I can be even better. And so the great thing is that I'm taking piano lessons again. I try to practice every day when I'm at home. And it's tremendously fulfilling to be able to play this great music.
And when the Secretary of State says she's pretty good, that means she's great. Because she'll know she'll always under, like her former boss, Bush 43, will always undergrade herself. So I want to talk about a couple of things in the news. The CNN story that they say that the CIA had to extricate a source within higher up in the Vladimir Putin administration in Russia because they thought the president was going to out the identity to Vladimir Putin. It's a CNN story that even the New York Times can't back up, NBC can't verify, and the CIA pushed back on. What's your reaction?
Well, my reaction is that that's not something that you put in a report unless you're absolutely certain, because people's lives could be at stake. I can guarantee you that there will now be something of a witch hunt inside Russia to try to figure out how this story came about,
and
who it might relate to. And so I don't know what sources the CNN thought that they had, but I'm glad that the CIA is back out there pushing back. But that's the kind of story that can get a lot of people in a lot of trouble.
Right. But it's nonstop with this president. Some is self-inflicted. We get that. And others isn't.
Well, I will say, Brian, that I have come to see that the news media these days is a little overheated on everything. I understand that we have a president who is different. I certainly don't agree with everything that he does. I agree with some things that he does. I'm more of a traditionalist in the way that I like to see the president communicate. But it's also the case that it does seem that everything that he does initially is a headline about it's the wrong thing. And so if you take, for instance, and I'm sure we're going to talk about it, this decision on Afghanistan, that's the right decision because the Taliban thought that they could force us into a bad agreement.
Nine rounds of talks.
I know Zal Khalilzad very well. He's a great person, a good negotiator. He was ambassador to both Iraq and Afghanistan. He's Afghan-born. But he was given a kind of impossible task, which is to find an agreement that was acceptable to us with a group, the Taliban, that won't even recognize the Afghan government that we have been allies with and sponsored for more than a decade and a half. And so when the president decides, all right, that's off, that's a really good decision. Now, I might not have communicated it in quite that way, but it's still a good decision. So I think we have to start stepping back and trying to judge what the president does on any given day and get away from some of the hype.
Now, 18 years now, 19 years we've been in Afghanistan. So people say, oh, it's too long to have war fatigue, which is a shame because only 1% of the population actually serves in the war. How dare we go to school and work every day and say we're tired of it? But in the end, you talk about a presence, a military presence in Germany, in South Korea, in Japan. So it is in our active interest to have a military presence there. Am I right?
You are absolutely right. I know that people say the Afghan war has been inconclusive 18 years. We've been there. When's it going to end? Good question. If it can end on terms that leave a stable Afghanistan, by all means, let's do that. But if we're talking about a relatively small presence of American forces, and I can't give you a number, the military should give the president a number, a relatively small number of American forces who can stabilize, who can train and equip the Afghan forces, who can do some intelligence missions to make sure that we're not getting the rise again of an ISIS like we did when we left Iraq, that's going to be in our interest and for our security. We have to remember, we're going to look at the anniversary. We're going to see the anniversary again of 9/11 tomorrow. And when we do that, we're going to have to remember on Wednesday. And when we do that, we're going to have to remember that that came out of Afghanistan. And when that comes out of Afghanistan, we can't let Afghanistan go back to a place that can do that to us again. And so I understand wanting to be done. I understand wanting to bring the troops home. I fear that because of all of the talk of wanting to bring the troops home, the Taliban has begun to believe that we want an agreement more than they do. And by President Trump deciding to pull away from this one, maybe now we'll see whether they're serious about negotiations.
As we look at 9/11, the Taliban, in a tape recording in late July, said that we got what we deserved.
Right. And the Taliban, if you remember in the Bush administration, the first thing we did was to, after 9/11, was to go to the Taliban and say, Al-Qaeda is using your territory as a base of operations. Give them up. Stop dealing with them. We didn't say, we're going to take you out tomorrow. We said, give them up. We gave them an ultimatum. They wouldn't do it. That's when we decided we had to invade Afghanistan and take down the Taliban in order to make Afghanistan safe so that you wouldn't have a safe haven there for terrorists. To have the Taliban back in control would undo all of the good work over several administrations, all the men and women who sacrificed lives, all of the intelligence officers and first responders who counted on us never to have 9/11 happen again. To my mind, that would be a sad moment and a betrayal of that.
Do you feel as though we got to this point because our military leaders didn't have the right strategy in Afghanistan and in Iraq?
Well, Iraq is somewhat of a different circumstance. I think Iraq was stable when we left in 2011, and we had to go back because we didn't leave enough of a presence there to have the political arrangements and the military arrangements that we had fostered to have them really take hold. So we ended up back there. Iraq is now at least mostly stable. And we have a good ally there. And by the way, I'd rather be Iraqi than Syrian. This isn't a government that's using barrel bombs against its own people. When you come to Afghanistan, we always knew it was going to be hard. It's the fifth poorest country in the world. If you ever fly over Afghanistan, you see that there are just high mountains and dirt. And the terrorists coming in from Pakistan, because part of the problem is Pakistan.
Haqqani network.
And the network in Pakistan that is supporting an unstable Afghanistan. So it's a complicated situation in Afghanistan. But we can make certain that this is a place that is at least stable. We shouldn't leave until we believe it's stable. And the military leaders have been saying to President Obama, said now to President Trump, let us leave enough forces there to be a stabilizing force, to make sure that the Afghan army is capable. I know that it's hard, but as you say in the book, To Build a Better World, it talks about the end of the Cold War. We were in Germany from 1945 until 1990 before Germany unified.
Right.
We were in Korea from the Korean armistice all the way up till now to stabilize the Korean Peninsula. It's worth it.
The Russians probably would have come through again.
Absolutely.
Even today in 2019, had we not had a presence there, NATO hasn't bolstered their presence, and they have. This is the story, June 1st, 1990, the President George H.W. Bush, Cut 34.
The world has waited long enough. The Cold War must end. And so today, with gratitude in my heart, for all those on the Soviet side and the United States side that worked so hard at all levels to bring these agreements to fruition, I say let's renew our pledge and build a more peaceful world.
Game on.
Game on.
We were very hopeful that the year was 1990.
Right.
Changed?
Well, it was a very hopeful time. We thought that the Soviet Union, which broke up a few months later, but we thought that Russia would be on its way to stable democracy. Obviously, Vladimir Putin has reversed that. We thought that Germany would unify fully and completely within the Western alliance. That has happened. That is a great success story. We thought that Eastern Europe would be liberated and communism would be dead, democracy would flourish. For the most part, that's happened. Although, of course, in Poland and Hungary, we've had some backsliding with nationalist
dictators,
governments. Yeah. But still, particularly in Poland, it's still
they're
a
still
democratic
voting.
State. They're still voting. I think we thought the European Union was only going to get stronger. And if you look at Brexit and you look at all of the pressures on the European Union, that story is not a good one. But still, Germany and France will never fight again, and that is a tremendous success. And then finally, if you look at the American role in Europe, That's up to us. Are we going to continue to play a role of stabilization? Are we going to continue to be the defender of free markets and free peoples that we've been for all of these years? And that's still up in the air, I'm afraid.
If you were Secretary of State, would you support now Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his push to get out of the European Union, which the people voted for?
My view is that we've got to leave this to the British to resolve. It's a democracy. They will find their way. I personally had hoped that Britain would stay in the European Union, and I tell you why. It's not because I have any great love for the European Commission or even for the European Union. But when the European Union has Britain in it, it's an Atlantic-looking Europe. It looks toward us. If it becomes a European Union without Britain, it's going to be a continental Europe. So that's why I would have preferred they stay in. But let's leave this to the British people to sort through. I don't think the American Secretary of State needs to be involved in this.
But they're not doing a good job of sorting through it.
Well, it's their democracy. They'll figure it out.
The year is 1991, and one of the great rooms, the reason we have problems with Russia right now, in my mind, is because of this. Mikhail Gorbachev, through a translator, cut 36.
Compatriots, due to the situation which has evolved as a result of the formation of the Commonwealth of Independent States, I hereby discontinue my activities at the post of President of the USSR.
Listen, I can't do the definitive biography on Mikhail Gorbachev, but man, I was so much more hopeful when he was in charge.
He was a special man and a special leader. People say, you know, he didn't have any options at the end of the Cold War. He had options. They had 4 million men under arms. They had 30,000 nuclear weapons. He was asked by his defense minister just before he went out to give that speech. He said, will the army stay with me if I try to hold the Soviet Union together? He was told, I can't guarantee that. He said that would mean civil war. It's not worth it. This is a man who wasn't willing to go through the bloodshed to try to hold the Soviet Union together. It's a shame, frankly, that I think Russians don't appreciate him in the way that they should, because he shepherded this great power, this behemoth, out of existence in a peaceful way, and we should all be grateful for that.
Convinced the Ukraine to give up their nuclear weapons in turn for protection, and guess what? Now they got caught up.
That's right. And the Ukrainians have a beef here, because the international community told them, you'll be safe, and of course, Vladimir Putin has taken Crimea. But all in all, if you think about what George H.W. Bush and Mikhail Gorbachev and Helmut Kohl wanted to do to build a better world, they succeed in a lot of ways. It's a question of whether we can keep it.
If you want to put together the puzzle of today, understand what happened in 1990 and leading up to that, the end of the Cold War, and building up what we have now. It's all in to build a better world. It's another masterpiece by Condoleezza Rice and Philip Zelikow, who used to run the World Bank, right?
But Philip was my colleague on the NSC staff at the time that we did German unification.
A lot of knowledge, yeah. But they don't want to get back into the fray as of right now. We'll see. Madam Secretary, great to see you. Congratulations on the book.
Thank you.
All right. Back in just a moment. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. It is Tuesday.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first. Only on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. Sure beats paying for an in-office doctor's appointment, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need to deal with awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. FORHIMS.com/joy.
Attention military service members. If you or a loved one used dual-sided combat arms earplugs during active duty between 2003 and 2015 and then suffered tinnitus, ringing in ears, or hearing loss, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Contact Thomas J. Henry today for a free and confidential consultation. Dial #250 and say combat veteran. That's #250 combat veteran. Call Thomas J. Henry now and get the money you deserve. Principal office in San Antonio, Texas. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
From Fox News Talk, here's another sound memory. Hawaii 5-0 aired on CBS from 1968 to 1980. It was the longest-running crime show on American TV until Law & Order surpassed it in 2003. Best known for its location, cast including Jack Lord and James MacArthur, the famous line,
"Hook 'em, Dino,"
and its theme, composed by Morton Stevens, became a number 4 hit for the Ventures. And in the fall of 2010, CBS brought back a new version of Hawaii 5-0, and though the show was new, the familiar theme remained the same.
Stay tuned to hear more sound memories on Fox News Talk.
The more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back. We've got a couple of minutes here. 1-866-408-7669. That was great to have Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice here. We broke a little bit with the big three because of that. But essentially, the only thing I would add to Afghanistan and what we're dealing with now in this country when it comes to guns, I would add something else. It's this college scandal with these celebrities who are doing things by bending the rules to get their kids into school.
I do not believe that we're better off with these celebrities in jail. I think the messages have been sent. The fine should be out there. I think the system's got to be straightened out, more of a meritocracy. But I don't think that the Desperate Housewives star should be going to jail. I don't believe Fuller House star Lori Loughlin is really an enemy of the people. I know that if you're speeding, everybody should be treated the same. And if you're DWI, we should be treated the same. And if you and I were doing this and the CEO of a major company is doing this, these parents were playing a system they thought was everyone was doing, winking and nod. I think the message has been sent. But tell me if I'm wrong or right. 1-866-408-7669. I have Lieutenant Colonel Alan West next. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about the president's decision to cut off talks. Here is what the president said yesterday in between meetings, right before he flew out to his Fayetteville appearance in front of a capacity crowd in North Carolina. Cut one.
We had a meeting scheduled. It was my idea. When I heard, very simply, that they killed one of our soldiers and 12 other innocent people, I said, there's no way I'm meeting on that basis. There's no way I'm meeting. They're dead as far as I'm concerned.
And I think he's right. I don't think, you know, as most people say, when they first brought up meeting with the Taliban 8 years ago, 10 years ago, I was definitely more against it than I am now. If they want to be a faction of the government and run for election and put together a platform that's going to win over the people, not by blowing them up, but by trying to win them over. And I know the current Afghan government, we don't love them. And Ghani is not exactly doing the best he can, we don't think, for all the Afghan people. But if they want to be part of the political process and there's a way in to the political process, fine. But the way they're doing it now, it's just a non-starter. Plus, they're not even popular with the people. 8 or 9 of 10 hate the Taliban. If you're a woman, you hate the Taliban. If you like music, like any type of Western culture, want to see a movie, you hate the Taliban. And I think the president gets that, but his heart's in the right place, and I don't want one man or woman killed there. I get it. Lieutenant Colonel Alan West next. Busy, busy Tuesday.
Hey, guys. I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dacus.
A church-affiliated Bible school in the United States territories of the South Pacific has secured Pacific Justice Institute to defend it in a discrimination lawsuit. After hiring a man to work in the school office, he refused to sign the school's statement of faith, as required of all employees. It turns out he is actually a voodoo priest and has filed these kinds of discrimination lawsuits before. To be forced to hire or pay damages to someone who opposes biblical views would be a bad precedent and a tragic violation of First Amendment rights.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeoplradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
October 30th, 1974. It was the Rumble in the Jungle. World heavyweight champion George Foreman and former world champion Muhammad Ali entered the ring in Zaire in one of the first Don King promoted boxing matches. Muhammad Ali regained the world title from a younger and stronger Foreman and spoke to the press after the fight.
I had one hell of a Rumble. I had to beat Tarzan behind first for claiming to be the king in the jungle for this fight. I've wrestled with alligators. I've tussled with the whale. I done handcuffed lightning and put thunder in jail. You know I'm bad. I have murdered a rock. I injured a stone and I hospitalized a brick. I'm so bad I make medicine sick. I'm so fast, man. I can run through a hurricane and don't get wet.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Some wonderful students who helped a freshman on a rough few days of high school makes today's Dean's List. 14-year-old Kale Wren was struggling to make friends at Reedsville High School in North Carolina, and it didn't help that some of the other students were picking on him for being short. He expressed his frustration to his older sister Leah, saying that he had been forced to eat lunch by himself because kids thought he was a loser. Leah was heartbroken by her brother's predicament, so she took some screenshots of their texts and posted them to Twitter, asking her followers to send messages of reassurance to her brother Kale. Leah's post also caught the eye of a few high school seniors. DeMontes Canada, who is a member of the football and basketball team, says they decided to catch him off guard and have lunch with Kale and show him around the school to make sure he was okay and introduce him to new friends. DeMontes, along with several other members of the basketball team and the school's boys to men club, sat with Kale at lunch and took him under their wing. Kale was stunned by the students' kindness, but he says he is incredibly grateful for their intervention. He says it feels really nice to know there are people who care. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
U.S. intelligence pulled a very high-level agent, a spy, out of Russia, in part out of concern the president might somehow blow this individual's cover.
A move driven in part by concerns that President Trump and his administration repeatedly mishandled classified intelligence.
In part because of concerns the president could have exposed the asset. That's really shocking.
There you go. And it's also not verified, and I guarantee you not true. Joining us now is a guy who would know all about the CIA, Fox News contributor himself, Dan Hoffman, former CIA station chief, serving in Moscow, Iraq, and Pakistan. So, Dan, I'm reading this story while I'm trying to do the show on Monday, and I'm thinking to myself, well, this must be true. CNN's going with it. I'm sure the New York Times and Washington Post will have it. Nobody can verify this, that the Trump administration had a reputation of being so untrustworthy, they feared for the life of our asset that was in regular contact with Vladimir Putin, so they tried to extract him. What's your take?
You know, I was thinking about how CNN could have come to that conclusion. Frankly, there are a couple of sources they would have drawn on. First, sensitive sources, and I'm talking about retired U.S. government officials who very few of them would have known about the existence of this spy behind enemy lines in the Kremlin reporting very, very sensitive information. And then other sources, or maybe the same ones, who would have had some opinion about whether the president was responsible for the exfiltration. And it looks like CNN got it wrong. CIA has refuted that allegation that CNN made. And what is of far greater concern to me are about these leakers who revealed sensitive details about our source that really put his life at risk.
In fact, that's the quote. CNN's reporting, according to the CIA, is not only incorrect, it has the potential to put lives in danger. Now they have a name bantered about that lives in Washington of a person, and you got the SUVs outside their house. They can't be too pleased at this hour. What if it was an asset that you knew about, and that story appeared in the press? What would be your first concern?
Well, Well, listen, I spent my career, the initial part of it, the training part of it, learning how to protect our sources. That's really the mission that we have, is to recruit spies and steal secrets. And you want to keep those people safe. They take enormous risks on our behalf. And particularly those who operate behind enemy lines in Moscow. And I can tell you, I know plenty about that from having served there. And Vladimir Putin is ruthless about wanting to target those who have committed espionage, have spied on behalf of the United States government, and then received the opportunity to live in the West. Vladimir Putin doesn't want his own people to think that if they spy on Russia, that they could be resettled comfortably in the UK, as we've seen with the attempted murder of Sergei Skripal, or in the United States. So I don't know how these people who gave up this information, frankly, they should be more than just ashamed. They've really committed a grave transgression on our national security.
So, Dan, you know, it's 18 years since the 9/11 attacks. You mentioned you were over in the Balkans, right?
I was just in the Baltics. I was in Estonia on that day,
so,
of all things.
So you guys start, did you know right away as soon as the towers were hit that it's bin Laden? Or did you think to yourself, if I had to put money anywhere, it's Al-Qaeda?
Yeah, I mean, we knew there was a looming threat here. And it's one of the lessons of 9/11 that during the decade of the 1990s, when we enjoyed so-called peace dividend, that we didn't give enough resources and personnel to the Department of Defense and CIA in particular. But look, Al-Qaeda had tried to blow up the World Trade Center in 1993. They'd blown up our embassies in Africa in 98, the USS Cole in the year 2000. Bin Laden had announced a fatwa against us. And then there was this Bojinka plot in the Philippines that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the mastermind of 9/11, developed to blow up planes, and only an alert Filipino police officer was able to uncover it. Those things should have induced the Clinton administration to take more measures, defensive measures, to protect us. For sure, it was an intelligence failure. We should have detected this threat and preempted it before it was visited on our shores. That's obviously the major lesson of 9/11.
So a couple of things. Ramzi Youssef was part of the Bojinka plot. He blew himself up, kind of, right? Burned himself. Ramzi Youssef, wasn't he part of the 1993 World Trade Center attack?
He was. He's Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's nephew. And, you know, a lot of people thought that that was a rather clumsy effort where they didn't really try to hide the fact that they had rented vehicles and such. But the Al-Qaeda modus operandi has always been to try to return to the place where they previously failed to attack. And that's what we saw, obviously, on 9/11, 2001, these just tragic attacks that are seared in the memories of all of us who witnessed them.
Dan, something else. A lot of people who want to go back in time, they say, well, the CIA deserves a lot of the blame for 9/11 because you armed Al-Qaeda in order to force out the Soviets from Afghanistan. What could you tell us about that?
Well, I'd encourage people to go back and read their history books. The CIA worked with Pakistan to arm the Mujahideen who were fighting the Soviet Union. Al-Qaeda found a way to infiltrate Afghanistan, Osama bin Laden did, but there wasn't direct provision of arms and equipment to Al-Qaeda. Now, Al-Qaeda did grow out of that conflict. They also grew out of our efforts to target bin Laden and his own concern, bin Laden's, that the United States, rather than he, was responsible for protecting Saudi Arabia from Saddam Hussein during the Gulf War in 1990-1991. But make no mistake, Pakistan has been using jihad as a tool of foreign policy since 1947, and it was they who were contributing to a great extent to arming these Mujahideen, and it was the fall of, frankly, the Soviet government, the Soviet-supported government of Afghanistan that allowed for this civil war to occur, and then Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, to take control and plot and plan against us. But my goodness, we had a decade there to find, fix, and finish bin Laden, and tragically we failed to do it.
Right. And as we looked at that, before I let you go, how it relates to Afghanistan today, we sit over there, and we haven't won that war yet. We got to get out. People like Rand Paul and this Colonel McGregor that we see all over our channel now. But what would be the danger of pulling out, going to zero in Afghanistan from a CIA perspective?
Yeah, well, you know, we've got to, I think, find the proper level of blood and treasure we wish to risk so that another attack isn't envisioned on our shores. If it were, the damage would be so great, and the requirement for us to go back in and deal with that threat post-mortem would cost so much. A little bit of an investment now really protects us down the road. And I know we all want to bring our heroes home, and it's a tragedy when we lose one of them. But let's just remember that, and I've been out there with these brave patriots. They want to be there. That's our mission. And I served multiple years in these war zones, and we were all honored and proud to be out on the front line protecting our country so that our citizens could live in peace and freedom in the United States. The world is pretty small and interconnected, and that's just the way it is. Now, we're not going to fix Afghanistan, which is more of a failed and functioning state. But until it does become a safer place, until the government of Afghanistan can handle it, I think we've got to be there, and we've got to be in other places like Syria and Iraq, not in massive numbers, not to do nation building, but just to protect ourselves in the region and beyond.
They'll be the first ones telling us to get to zero will be the first ones blaming CIA and the military and the Defense Department and State Department if things start blowing up here again. So people have to withstand the criticism.
If President Obama did that in 2011 in Iraq, we know how that worked out. And I would argue that Iraq in 2011 was far more stable than Afghanistan today.
Great point.
That's a recent lesson that we should draw from.
I draw from it every day. Dan Hoffman, thanks so much.
Okay, my pleasure.
All right, we take our foot off the terror gas on the war on terror for a second. We pull back from 9/11 for a moment, and we talk a little bit about basketball and more. Greg Anthony joins us, former NBA star, of course, starred and drafted by the Knicks, now turned extraordinary NBA analyst. Got a great message for you, and also an upset on our national team, first one in a long time. We lose to the World Championships to France. Brian Kilmeade Show.
We'll never forget remembering 9/11 on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu. I used to hit dingers and throw lasers. I had a long and healthy career in baseball. Blue Emu helps me keep my muscles and joints healthy so I can keep playing off the field now. Try Blue Emu today. It works fast and you won't stink.
Attention military service members. If you or a loved one used dual-sided combat arms earplugs during active duty between 2003 and 2015 and then suffered tinnitus, ringing in ears, or hearing loss, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Contact Thomas J. Henry today for a free and confidential consultation. Dial #250 and say combat veteran. That's #250. Combat veteran. Call Thomas J. Henry now and get the money you deserve. Principal office in San Antonio, Texas. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to WaveBestWater.com. That's WaveBestWater.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Hi, I'm Johnny Bench for Blue Emu. Every pain relief product claims their new ingredient will help, but Blue Emu is the number one Emu oil brand every year for a reason. Don't trust hype, trust consistency. Choose Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
To your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
2:08 seconds to go, and here's Workman for the three-point shot. The New York Knicks head into the NBA Finals.
And yeah, the New York Knicks to the NBA Finals again. Wait a second, what do I mean again? That was 1994. They haven't been that close since. Greg Anthony's here. Greg Anthony, part of that squad drafted by the Knicks, has moved on, had a tremendous NBA career, and now an outstanding broadcasting career, who reminded me, his son's at the University of North Carolina. So the next generation is all the way through. And Greg's got a brand new company that could probably benefit all of our listeners in its approach to fitness. But Greg, first things first, you know, we focus on the Olympics and the Dream Team and the next inversion. Maybe we got a little spoiled because now without the best players, without the LeBron James and company, with Kevin Durant healing, France has upset Team USA in the quarterfinals of the World Championships.
Amazing. But in fairness, I don't know that I'd call it an upset.
What do you mean?
You look at who's on that French team. I mean, they've got a lot of talent. Rudy Gobert is a hell of a player, one of the best players in the NBA. And I think if you go back to the Dream Team, which you just talked about, because of the inspiration that brought about, the game has become so global. We have so many of our great players that aren't from America. And
but a lot choose not to play.
Well, that's why I don't think it's as big of an upset. I thought it was going to be a challenge for Team USA to win a gold medal this year because, to your point, I bet you only one of the top 15 players in the league was on Team USA.
Right.
And so it's not like it was, you know, back during the Dream Team, you could have taken, you know, the second 15 and won the gold medal easily. The game's grown exponentially since then. So that's just not the case anymore.
But we also know that they had a few down years. So they got shocked and they had to go back and reconfigure the entire program. Yeah. And they dominated again. I think it was, what, 58 straight wins.
Yeah.
So now that means you got to go qualify for the Olympics.
Well, they did. That's fortunately their last win by making it to the quarters qualify them for the Olympics.
Okay.
So we'll be at the Olympics, and I got a sneaky suspicion that the roster will be slightly improved from the one we just saw.
Let me ask you, I know about patriotism, but when you sign, let's say, a $200 million contract or $150 million contract, are there forces telling you, don't risk it playing for the red, white, and blue in the international competition? Be practical?
Well, I'll tell you what, believe it or not, some of the teams will prefer you not play. Because it's not just $150, it could be $250 million.
That's your investment.
Contract.
Yeah.
It's a huge investment. Having said that, though, it's also a tremendous commitment because these guys potentially could have been playing late in the September. Camp will open at the end of this month for some teams. So if you think about it, if you played late in the playoffs, you basically have not had any time off, and that's what could directly lead to you possibly being injured. So there are forces that say that, but and also in fairness to the World Championships. Not that they shouldn't, but for whatever reason, they don't have the same panache that the Olympics do. We'll have our guys playing the Olympics, a lot of them that wouldn't even consider playing in the World Championships.
Real quick about, and I want to get to altitude, which you're discussing, but about the New York Knicks. When you left, they were definitely the king of New York, mm-hmm. and it was between them and Los Angeles, the most glamorous franchise. Now, not only they can't win, they're losing to Brooklyn, who went from New Jersey, where they were invisible, to Brooklyn, where they were underachieving. And now Brooklyn gets Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
And after making the playoffs last year with just playing good basketball.
Yeah.
What's happened? Tell me, bring me inside the game. Why do these players suddenly find this franchise attractive?
Well, again, back when I played, it mattered that you had to be one of those signature franchises. You had to be in the big market. But in the age of social media and the fact that now every game that's played is on national television, you can be a significant team in a smaller market. And so you're seeing that play out now. You look at what Oklahoma City has done over the years. You look at the Utah Jazz, the Denver Nuggets, where they are, the Portland Trailblazers. You don't have to be in the marquee markets nowadays to be one of the premier and preeminent franchises. And so that's what's happening. You've really got to sell now more than just being in the big city. Your front office, your infrastructure, everything's got to be in place to prove to those superstars that we can win here if you come on board.
Very interesting. So you come in here and you talk about Altitude International. What is the school of thought here, and how can it help the non-elite athlete?
Well, it's not just the non-elite athlete. It's also the elite athlete. If you think about sports, it's a $40 billion industry a year if you look at the major sports. And in essence, what we do at Altitude International is we build altitude chambers that allow you to train at altitude even if you live at sea level. And the benefits of that, the U.S. Olympic teams have always trained out in Colorado to have that benefit, right? Because you're trying to increase red blood cells, which helps you in terms of your strength, your durability, your ability to withstand injuries. And so what we want to do now is to bring this to the market, in essence, and allow people access to this type of science.
How would I get access? I mean, you selling this to health clubs?
Well,
you selling it to home fitness?
That's a part of our plan. Right now, we just sold one to the Miami Dolphins, which is our first professional team. We've set up meetings with other sports franchises.
What does it look like?
Well, it's basically the same. We could literally take this room that you have right here.
Studio.
In studio, I should say, excuse me. And we could, in essence, make it where it would become a place where you could train at altitude. And so we could do all the protocols that match up to your body, and it would allow you. You go in for 3-4 times a week, maybe 20 minutes. You max yourself out on a treadmill, on a life cycle, on a Stairmaster, whatever it is. And basically what happens is when you train at altitude, your body gets depleted somewhat of the oxygen. You're taking in 80% nitrogen, 20% oxygen, right? They take out half of that oxygen. And by doing that, it forces your body to have to basically increase its red blood cell input.
So you would use this if you're playing right now in the league.
Absolutely.
Does your son in North Carolina use
it?
Well,
we're actually going to be meeting with North Carolina. We've met with a lot of other schools. We've actually sold one to Tulane. Remember, we just come on board here in the United States in February.
I watch people run with these masks.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering what's going on here. And I used to say, well, if you're going to go play the Broncos, they used to say, get there early.
They used
the altitude. You're saying create that altitude
exactly. And
benefit more.
Exactly. And that's exactly what we do with these altitude chambers here at Altitude International. We can create the environment that allows your body to max out. And the beauty of it is it's all natural. You know, there's no supplements. There's nothing that's going into your body. And it's the beauty of your body that it can create these red blood cells that would increase. And more importantly, you think about it, if you are in the industry of sports, the investment we talked about, you got $200 million in a supreme athlete. The fact that you could have this athlete train and be able to control the environment with which he trains, it's going to lessen the impact of risk of injury, potentially. It's going to increase his stamina, his strength, his conditioning. And you're going to get max value for that investment.
And the example you use is the Kenyans. Why do they win every marathon? What are they doing, and what are you
trying
to replicate?
They're training at altitude. They're training at altitude. That's
so
the
you would do this if you were still playing right now?
There's no doubt about it. Listen, this is going to revolutionize the way sports training is done. There's no doubt about it. The science is unequivocal. There's no doubts about it. Nobody can really go out and say anything against that. The technologies now, though, are in place that allow you to bring that science to wherever you want to be. And let me tell you, right. I've had conversations with some of these superstar athletes. They're going to look to put these into their own homes because they have that much belief.
So it's Altitude International. Where do we find out more?
You find out more at altitudeinternational.com, altitude-international.com, and we have all the information there to fill you in.
Greg Anthony, thanks, and good luck to Cole this year at the University of North Carolina.
I appreciate it,
Brian. Basketball is going to be starting soon.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-394-4915. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-394-4915. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. Call 1-800-394-4915. 1-800-394-4915.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
It's alive!
Mary Shelley's spine-tingling classic comes to the Reading stage in all its theatrical glory. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Frankenstein, written by Mary Shelley, adapted by Andrew Billiter, directed by Matt McDonald. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30. Sunday matinees at 2. September 21st through October 19th. Come see a show unlike anything you've seen on the Riverfront stage before, if you dare.
In some time. Later that month, Defense Secretary Mark Esper told Fox News Channel it was his understanding that Hamza bin Laden was in fact dead. In February of this year, the U.S. government offered a $1 million reward for help tracking down Hamza bin Laden, and a month later, Saudi Arabia announced it had revoked his citizenship. Hamza bin Laden's last message came in March 2018, in which he threatened the rulers of Saudi Arabia. Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. Energy Department says the U.S. stands ready to deploy resources from the Strategic Petroleum Oil Reserves if necessary to offset any disruptions to oil markets in the wake of a drone attack in Saudi Arabia Saturday. A senior Canadian intelligence official has been arrested on charges of breaching Canada's secrets law.
Authorities allege Cameron J. Ortiz tried to disclose classified information to a foreign entity. They didn't say to whom. The 47-year-old had served in a civilian role as Director General of a Royal Canadian Mounted Police Intelligence Unit. Prosecutor John McFarlane says the allegations are that Ortiz obtained, stored, and processed sensitive information with the intent to communicate it to people that he shouldn't be communicating it to. The charge sheet lists a total of 7 counts against Ortiz under the various provisions, dating from as early as January 1, 2015 to Thursday when he was arrested. I'm Sarah Bassett.
And a late football score. Arizona leads Texas Tech in the second period, 13-7. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-7126.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-7126.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-7126. 1-800-424-7126.
A Chicago-area 18-year-old is suing Juul, claiming the company targeted him and other young people with the message that vaping is cool. Correspondent Tim McGuire has more.
Adam Hergenreder spent a week in the hospital last month fighting a lung condition doctors say was brought on by his year-long vaping. He's now suing Juul, accusing the company's ads and social media campaigns that vaping could help kids boost their social status. The suit also claims Juul never fully disclosed its products containing dangerous chemicals.
We don't know what's in them. We don't know how it's causing people like me to suffer such extreme illnesses.
Hergenreder recently told the Chicago Tribune that over his year of vaping, he was buying off-the-street homemade dab sticks filled with THC. Vaping companies point to those devices for the hundreds of hospitalizations. I'm Tim McGuire.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. More than 2,200 medically preserved remains of unborn babies have been found at the Illinois home of a former Indiana abortion clinic doctor who died last week.
The Will County Sheriff's Office said in a news release that an attorney for Dr. Ulrich Klopper's family contacted the coroner's office about possible remains being found at the home in an unincorporated part of Will County in northeastern Illinois. The Sheriff's Office said authorities found 2,246 preserved fetal remains, but there's no evidence medical procedures were performed at the home. Coroner's office took possession of the remains. Klopper, who died September 3rd, was a longtime doctor at an abortion clinic in South Bend, Indiana. It closed after the state revoked his license in 2015. Patrick Foss reporting.
Birthday Saturday, Basketball Hall of Fame coach Larry Brown turned 79 years old. Singer-actress Joey Heatherton, 75 years old. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, information you want, truth you demand. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show on a very important day in American history. We know it's been 18 years since the 9/11 attacks. Brad Blakeman in studio to reflect on that, been part of two Bush administrations. And Martha McCallum right after Brad. And Martha's had some significant interviews as well with the Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, yesterday, as we had her here, and also with Supreme Court Justice Gorsuch, and all the events that are taking place. And believe it or not, out of all those important events, Sharpiegate is not one of them. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three, what we haven't seen before is someone who was fired fighting back and disputing the accounts on the record, which John Bolton did almost immediately.
There you go. Maggie Haberman of CNN saying that John Bolton bolts for the door and made it clear he didn't get fired. He actually texted me to say he resigned. Amazed at all his friends that he now has, because if you're an enemy of the president, which perhaps John Bolton will turn out to be, you're going to have a lot of friends in other media outlets.
Number two.
The reporting is materially inaccurate. And you should know, as a former CIA director, I don't talk about things like this very often. It is only the occasions when there's something that I think puts people at risk or the reporting is so egregious as to create enormous risk to the United States of America that I even comment in the way that I just did.
Mike Pompeo talking about the CIA extraction story that CNN had. And can I add, all wrong. That according to the CIA. Even the New York Times and NBC and, of course, Fox News not able to verify. The question is, why make up a story about an asset close to Vladimir Putin that you had to extract because of President Trump if it's not true? Or unless you have people on your payroll like Andy McCabe or James Clapper that told you a story that may turn out to be not true. By the way, where's the apology?
Number one.
Today we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. Terrorism against our nation will not stand.
18 years since 9/11, what do you remember and what progress have we made, especially in light of Afghanistan and now that that is back in the limelight? Brad Blakeman's here, former deputy assistant to President George W. Bush and H.W. Bush, and now a GOP strategist, and just got off a reunion with the Bush administration, correct?
Right.
1,500 people or more?
Or more.
And
or
just
more.
Talking about those years, what is it, 10-year mark since you guys got together?
Correct. And it was a time of reflection, a time to recount our memories. And it was a great outpouring of support for each other in the present.
So I don't have to think to tell you, do you remember 9/11? Where were you, Brad?
I was in the West Wing in my office. I always had my television on. I was in charge of the president's time, the gatekeeper in charge of appointments and scheduling. And I had my TV on only because I knew that real life events could affect the president's schedule, as it did on 9/11. And when I heard the report from New York that a commuter plane or a private plane had hit the World Trade Center, I'm from New York, and I thought that was unimaginable because of the crisp, clear day that it was. And then when I heard that the second plane had hit and I saw it on television in real time, I said to my assistant that America is under attack, and I left my office and went to the Situation Room down the hall expecting them to have information. They were watching in real time as well. There was a delay between what we knew and what we saw. And then there came a time when the Secret Service told us to evacuate, that the Flight 93 that crashed in Shanksville was coming for the White House. So we evacuated to an off-site location, and I had about 150 people I was responsible for at that site.
Wow. Here's how it sounded when Rick Leventhal witnessed the second tower falling. Cut three.
Back it up! Back it up!
All right, here we go again. Here we go again. I don't know what's going on, but the second building is collapsing, I believe. We can see the top of the building from here. Oh, yeah. Oh, there it goes. There it goes. There it goes. There it goes. Oh.
When it comes down, we're...
All right. We do need to put it down now. I think we need to put it down now. Here we go.
And that's no one expected, not very few people expected the towers to fall after they were hit. They wonder how they're going to get the fire out. Where were you? Did you watch the towers fall as well?
Yes. From our relocation place, we had a television. I didn't keep a television on for the people who I wanted to continue working. We gave assignments to. But in the conference room, we had the TV on, and we watched it in real time. And then there came a time in the afternoon where I released the staff, and then a small group of us returned to the White House because the president had decided that he was going to return and address the nation that night from the Oval Office. But I had my sister calling me because her son was missing. I had my brother calling me because he was a commissioner of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey that owns the Trade Center, and because my nephew was missing. And then it came to pass that my nephew, we found out, was a first responder. He was a combat-trained Army medic. He was a New York State court officer. He commandeered a jury van from the courthouse, went to the scene, the South Tower, was told to leave, and his last transmission in his radio were, "I can't leave. People need my help." The South Tower collapsed, and he passed.
Wow. Unbelievable. So it was here, here's your job. You got to worry about the president. You got to worry about the country, and you got to worry about your family.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. And then I left the White House at midnight on 9/11, and my home was in Alexandria, Virginia. And I had to pass the Pentagon, which was on fire. And I returned to my desk on 9/12 at 6 a.m., and at the senior staff meeting at 7 a.m., I told Secretary Card privately that my nephew was missing. And he asked if I told the president. I said I did not. And after the senior staff meeting, I returned to my office, and the president called me, and he said, "I want you to tell your family we're going to pray for Tommy, and we're going to find the people who did this and bring them to justice." And literally 2 minutes later, the president was at my desk saying the same thing.
When you first took over, from off the top of your head, how much did you guys talk about Al-Qaeda in terms of all the challenges you had? Because Iraq was all over everyone, all over the television every night.
Sure. Prior to 9/11, in the meetings that I was privy to, I did not hear any talk of Al-Qaeda. It was pretty evident shortly after the attacks who was responsible. And then I heard a lot about Al-Qaeda. And the president normally was scheduled for 21 days. After 9/11, it took us 30 days to get back to 21 days. And we were scheduling things that we never thought we would schedule, like war council meetings and national security briefings about Al-Qaeda and things that became a clear and present danger to us. So the whole world changed, including the president.
2,753 people died in New York City, 184 died at the Pentagon, 40 died in Pennsylvania, 441 were first responders. They say 3,051 children lost a parent. Now think about that, 18 years ago, those are now young men and women. 1,609 people lost a spouse. They say 20% of Americans are like you, Brad. They knew someone hurt or killed in the attacks. And what I'm heartened by is Governor Cuomo says we're going to have mandatory, all New York schools, private and public, moment of silence, 9/11. I think, you know, in a time in which we're trending the other way, I love that, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Look, if we don't learn from history, we're condemned to repeat it. And these seminal moments in our history have to be taught to future generations. And they have to understand what America stands for, what we are against. And, you know, it's our children, our next generation, who is going to define our country.
Did it bother you, the president, move to possibly have the Taliban to Camp David, knowing there wouldn't be a peace agreement, but they would meet one-on-one with them and then get the government involved? Did that bother you?
It did not, and here's why. We have a president who's unique in the sense that he's not afraid to hold a meeting. But on the other hand, he won't hold a meeting if it's not in our best interest. And if a meeting with the Taliban means a peaceful resolution to something that the Russians and even we could not eradicate, we have to make sure that Afghanistan does not fall into the hands of terrorists. Because if it does, and Al-Qaeda and Taliban turn out against the United States, mm-hmm. we're going to be revisited again.
But I consider, even though the Al-Qaeda did in Taliban harbor, I look at the Taliban the same mindset, don't you?
Yes, and that's why I go back to what President Reagan used to say with the Russians, trust but verify. And it's unimaginable to me for George H.W. Bush, who fought the Japanese and was shot down at sea. And then I traveled to Japan with him, and he met with his enemy. So you can beat swords into plowshares.
Yeah.
And it's been done. Look how close we are with Germany.
Right. I don't ever see us close with the Taliban.
Well, the question is, they don't necessarily have to be our ally, but they don't necessarily have to be on our enemy.
And to your point, the sitting government of Afghanistan, we're counting on. You know, so,
absolutely.
I thought what was interesting is that, if I remember correctly, one of the first leaders to call the president, if not the first, President Bush, was Vladimir Putin.
Right.
And give him advice on Afghanistan. See, this is what we have in the terrorists. This is our advice to Afghanistan. Let us know if I can help you. Pretty amazing. It's the same guy that he's become one of our top enemies. He wasn't then.
Right. And I'm not sure that I would put much trust in Vladimir Putin. I think.
But the fact that he would call, if something happened today, he would not be on the phone.
Well, I don't know. Vladimir Putin seems to do things that are in Vladimir Putin's interest. And I would certainly take the call, but I would be very leery of any advice.
A couple of things. In North Carolina last night, both seats won by Republicans. Democrats are saying, hey, you should have won by more. You won by 4,000 votes. Dan Bishop gets that seat. You know politics as well as anyone. This is a good moment for Republicans, but they say it's a moment you should learn from. What do you
Absolutely.
Think?
Learn from it. No question about it. Look to our strengths and make those stronger, and also look to the deficiencies. But I have to remind people that the Democrat ran as a Republican. He didn't run.
He's like, I can't wait to work with President
right,
Trump.
Sure. So, I mean, he's not running on the progressive socialist platform of their national party. He ran on a platform that was pretty close to a Republican platform.
Condi Rice was the National Security Advisor for the President of the United States. They got along famously well. John Bolton and the President didn't. Bolton's out. They're going back and forth on whether they fired or resigned. Bring us inside baseball there. You know John Bolton. Now yeah. You know the President very well. What's significant about this?
Well, I think the president, there comes a time when, remember, service to the president is an opportunity, not a career. You serve at his pleasure. And when he feels that your service is not further warranted, then you leave. But John Bolton is a patriot. He served our country with distinction. And the fact that he resigned or was fired, it doesn't really matter. John Bolton acted what he believed to be in the best interest of the United States. It doesn't mean that he's wrong. It doesn't mean the president was right or wrong. But the president is the boss, and right. He makes the policy.
Let me tell you what I don't think is healthy, and I think is way out of bounds. And it's Rand Paul, Cut 17.
I think the chances of war worldwide go greatly down. I mean, Bolton's probably the leading advocate of the idea of regime change everywhere. He has a naive worldview that believes that we should recreate the world in our own image by toppling countries through violent overthrow and that somehow democracy will prevail. And I think when we've done it in the Middle East, often the governments that come into place after the authoritarian is removed end up being as bad or worse than the government we saw in place before.
Okay, I don't know what example he has of us doing that, and I never heard John Bolton as described as naive.
No, I think it's a cartoonish portrayal of John Bolton. And I know John Bolton. I've worked with him.
He's extremely bright.
He is bright. He's a patriot. He has our interests at hand. He's not a warmonger. But on the other hand, he understands how sometimes the United States gets played by other leaders and other governments. We see it with China. We have a president finally who's standing up to China in a way they have never had happened before.
That Bolton must love.
Of course. But not all the advice an advisor gives you is advice that should be taken. And the fact is that the president, we know this, has a good cadre of advisors.
Do you have anybody in mind that you think would be good, that you think is up for the job?
Not off the top of my head, but it's interesting that the president is reaching back out to McMaster. I find that very, very interesting.
Right. And he knows that McMaster never had a bad word to say. He's given a lot of speeches.
No.
Mattis has been so classy. And Kelly. And I know that they clearly have butted heads with the president.
You know why?
Why?
Because they're military. They serve a cause greater than themselves. They're not politicians. Mattis made that quite clear.
Yep.
And these guys, when they leave, they understand that their service was to the president.
Right.
And they didn't serve themselves.
Gotcha. Brad Blakeman, can't thank you enough. Great
pleasure.
Insight, and thanks for the reflection. And it's always great that you're remembering your nephew and you keep his name out there. 1-866-408-7669. We come back. Martha McCallum joins us. You listen to The Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't move.
We'll never forget remembering 9/11 on The Brian Kilmeade Show.
Which prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. Sure beats paying for an in-office doctor's appointment, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need to deal with awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Attention military service members. If you or a loved one use dual-sided combat arms earplugs during active duty between 2003 and 2015 and then suffer tinnitus, ringing in ears, or hearing loss, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Contact Thomas J. Henry today for a free and confidential consultation. Dial #250 and say combat veteran. That's #250 combat veteran. Call Thomas J. Henry now and get the money you deserve. Principal office in San Antonio, Texas. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial-text message.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Although he was the Speaker of the House from 1971 to 1977, Democrat Carl Albert of Oklahoma served in Congress since 1947. In a 1990 interview, Albert gave his impression of President Lyndon Johnson.
Lyndon Johnson was the most politically oriented person I have ever known in my life. He thought nothing else. I remember being down on his ranch with him. He was taking me around to show me his ranch, and he'd show me a deer or a cow or something. But before he got through the sentence, he started telling me, what can we do about so-and-so? He pushed all the time, and he would jump on people. He would yell at his office staff. He'd even yell at members of Congress.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
you're interested in it,
Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I think the people who believe this naive notion, this Woodrow Wilsonian notion that we can make America safe for democracy by toppling regimes, we end up making it worse. So all of these people wanted to topple Saddam Hussein, but guess what? When we toppled Saddam Hussein, we got chaos, we got the rise of ISIS, and Iran got stronger. So Iran is more of a threat to the stability of the Middle East now than when Saddam Hussein was there as a counterbalance. So these people are naive. They think that we can recreate the world in our image, and that everything will be fine, and Thomas Jefferson will get elected in Iran. No, what happens is it leads to chaos, more terrorism, and more of a breeding ground for terrorists. So I think there really is a valid philosophical debate here, but I think actually the president's instincts are very good because he comes from outside the swamp.
That is Senator Rand Paul on with Martha McCallum, who happens to be in studio. If you're smart enough to have downloaded the app, the Fox Nation app, you're seeing Martha. Hey, Martha.
Hello there, Brian.
I thought when he didn't say it to you, but he said it earlier, the chances of war have gone down greatly now that John Bolton's fired. He has a naive worldview. No one, naive worldview, John Bolton, you might not like his worldview, but naive, I don't think so.
No, I mean, the Wall Street Journal editorial piece this morning argues exactly the opposite, that the world is a more dangerous place with John Bolton, not at least in the room. And I think everybody understands that there are differences of opinion in that room. That piece argues that Rouhani, Maduro, Kim Jong-un all breathe a sigh of relief when John Bolton walks out the door. And it's a question of whether or not you believe that an aggressive policy where any of these actors, these bad actors on the world stage, think that we are slightly unpredictable and that we might launch a missile if, for example, when our drone is shot down in Iran and the president decided not to do that because of the potential loss of life. And obviously that is his decision. And you know, I'm not arguing either way. I'm just saying that it is arguable that he provided a voice that is of value in the room. But the president makes his decision. He's going to replace him with somebody else who may be equally aggressive and perhaps, gets along with the players a little better.
Because we know how aggressive Pompeo is. Remember, he was a congressman,
absolutely,
West Point grad, conservative, conservative.
Yeah.
But he also very much understands how to work with the president.
He does. And I think that's one of the big lessons here. One of the big takeaways is that Secretary Pompeo is there to carry out the orders of the commander-in-chief. And John Bolton had a tough time doing that in the end.
Guess what? Martha's going to stick around. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't move. Remember, we're looking back at 18 years since 9/11 and the CNN story, which turns out to be maybe 100% false.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Headline Rewind, 1962.
Roger, the clock is operating. We're underway. A little bumpy along about here. Roger, zero G, and I feel fine. Capsule is turning around. Oh, that view is tremendous.
Let me ask you one simple question. Do you, Ambassador Zorin, deny that the USSR has placed and is placing medium and intermediate range missiles and sites in Cuba? Yes or no? Don't wait for the translation. Yes or no?
I am not in an American courtroom, sir, and therefore I do not wish to answer a question that is put to me in the fashion in which prosecutor does. In due course, sir, you will have your reply.
I'm prepared to wait for my answer until hell freezes over, if that's your decision.
You don't have Nixon to kick around anymore.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
The Jonas Brothers make the Dean's List for a heartwarming surprise for one of their fans. 16-year-old Lily Jordan had jokingly invited the band to come visit her at Penn State Children's Hospital, where she's receiving chemotherapy treatment for cancer. Sure enough, her followers began sharing the post and tagging the Jonas Brothers, and soon it went viral. Well, the Jonas Brothers did see the post and stopped by the hospital to surprise Lily shortly before their show. Despite missing the concert, Lily said she had the time of her life meeting the brothers, who also signed autographs and posed for pictures. Lily later posted about the surprise on Instagram. Wow, the power of social media, you guys. You did this. You made my crappy chemo session into something incredibly special and unforgettable. Thank you to the Jonas Brothers for being good human beings and for making Lily's day. Lily, we're saying prayers for good health. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Radio that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
U.S. intelligence pulled a very high-level agent, a spy, out of Russia, in part out of concern the president might somehow blow this individual's cover.
A move driven in part by concerns that President Trump and his administration repeatedly mishandled classified intelligence.
In part because of concerns the president could have exposed the asset. That's really shocking.
And there is the CNN reporters, a guy named Anderson Cooper and company, building on a report that really came on, across on Monday, and I'll give you a summary of it. They believe that there was an asset to the U.S. close to Vladimir Putin, not in his inner circle, but dealt with him on a daily basis, that they had to extricate out of the Russia because they feared his identity would be revealed by the president of the United States or a member of his staff. The problem is the timeline doesn't add up. The problem is not one other news organization is able to verify it. And the problem is that name is now out, rumored to be, and his security is now jeopardized. Martha McCallum here. Martha, I mean, was this necessary, this story to run where they had to come out and been unable to back up their sources except for they say they had sources?
Yeah. I mean, one of the big questions is the extrication of that agent back when President Obama was in place. kind of helped the narrative of the Russia investigation as well. You know, the idea that what one of the missing pieces was, you know, was Vladimir Putin directly involved in instigating this effort to cause chaos in the U.S. elections,
right? Told that he was.
Right, that he was behind it. So this person, according to the reports, was the person who was able to make that link, right? And that link, obviously, it's a news story, clearly, and if it's true, it's very significant. However, it is a news story that fed into a narrative that perhaps certain individuals, even in the intelligence community, might have wanted to feed. So, you know, that's where my questions lie on all of this. You know, who pushed this story out back then? I think there's going to be, you know, I think there has to be an investigation into all of this.
The CIA called, basically, it's BS, said officials called the report misguided and simply false. Furthermore, the New York Times, which had its own sources, wrote a contradictory piece claiming the U.S. had extricated the spy back in 2016 before Trump even took office.
Right.
So you really had to have this story so bad, a story that only seems to have questions and provide risks. Because evidently someone knocked on the door, they figured out who the Russian could be in Washington. The name is in the New York Post today.
You know, it's terrible. It's so dangerous, obviously, for this individual. It's not the way that things should be done. And it's pretty hard to understand how they're still standing by that story. And it still is, it's still on the Twitter feed and for CNN. It's very tough to understand how much longer can they stand by this?
This is a problem that we're seeing. I think that it needs to be investigated. But with the CIA coming out like it has, then I think this will be something that we need to look at. But I think it's also concerning.
You know what's interesting? The president, who is upset about the Alabama and the hurricane story, has said, I saw the statement by the FBI. They said it perfectly. Moved on.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he take this opportunity to drill down on CNN?
No.
I mean, right? Is the way he should be acting.
It's a good question. It's a very good question.
Here's Tom Bevin. Cut 15. He's with Real Clear Politics.
This is a perfect example of one network in particular, but the media in general sort of deciding they want to hurt Donald Trump, and so they shoehorn a story that really has nothing to do with him into a frame that tries to hurt him. And the media actually made it worse by reporting that this ex-spy is now living in the Washington area. I mean, why would you even do that?
Why would you even do that? I mean, you know, it's a great question, and it puts obviously a lot of people at risk, and it is, you know, demonstrably false on the timeline. And, you know, if the president has gone after the intelligence community since day one, it is hard to understand why he wouldn't go after them on this. And also why, to me, as I said before, one of the questions is why was this agent pulled in the Obama administration during the election in the first place? And who wanted this story out there?
Couple of things, and I was talking to Brad about this. Brad Blakeman was just here. President needs some wins. Okay, you want to walk away from Kim Jong-un? I get it. You want to walk away from the Camp David Accords? I don't think it's a Camp David meeting. All right. You want to speak to Afghanistan to get some type of agreement? Okay, then you realize you want to stop? Okay. The Chinese thing, well, they're not the deal. I understand it. They backed off on the deal. You have no choice. All right, at some point, the USMCA is passed. What do you mean Congress doesn't want to do it? You got to do it. So the president, I love that he is so resourceful at the border, because I personally believe it should be his chief priority, and it would be most of America's. It's poor politics that keeps us from solving the problem. But the USMCA used some leverage to get it passed. Everyone says it's better. Everybody.
Absolutely. And the amount of trade that we do with Canada and Mexico far supersedes the amount that we do with China. You know, when it comes to our economy, this is the biggest deal. He should be doing diplomacy with both sides of Congress to get this deal through. He should make it a priority. It's substantive. It's his business. It's what he's all about. And, you know, on the other things, I would say that you know, the argument to be made, if you're on the Trump side of the equation, is that the president has opened these doors with Kim Jong-un. Yep. He's opened the door with China trade, which everybody on both sides of the aisle agrees had to be done, right? But what he should say, perhaps, to the American people to make his own argument is, look, these, you know, it's almost like it's like going to the moon. We don't do it because it's easy. We do it because it's hard. It is not going to be over overnight. These issues are going to take time. But the truth is that I had the guts to go in there and open that door. I'm going to keep walking through it. I'm going to work for, you know, a good outcome for the country. But it's going to take time. And everybody's got
to
hang in there.
And to me, an obvious way for Lighthizer and Company to come in and say, have a productive meeting in October. I saw some interesting stories that, China's hurting a lot more than everyone understands.
Yeah.
And you don't read their national media, in case you don't know, to understand it. And don't tell me they can accept pain. This whole generation is not used to the Mao Zedong days of China. So I know they can read about it, but they don't want to live it. Number two is, go listen. We're going to do ongoing talks, but in the meantime, there's going to be a short-term deal done. We're going to be reducing tariffs in certain areas and buying X product, and they're going to be bringing agriculture product. We've got another meeting coming up in November, another one coming up in January. Incremental moves, because even though they're a brutal communist authoritarian government, evidently President Xi has got powers to the right of him. They can only let him go so far. So there are things that can be done that should go incremental benefits to both. So things could start coming in the right direction. He's already got so much going.
No, you can absolutely get a partial win on this deal that moves the ball forward. I thought it was very interesting that George Soros came out and said the president needs to keep moving in this direction, but do not back down on Huawei. And, you know, the president is seemingly in the mood to make some concessions on some of these deals. He made a concession earlier to China on sort of the smaller sister company of Huawei. And George Soros pressing the president not to give in.
I mean, it is.
I mean, it's very interesting not to give in on the issue of Huawei. Chuck Schumer also, you know, encouraging the president to keep going on the issue of China. And, you know, obviously they have their own political purposes, but I think there's something to be said here for this being an issue that both sides understand needs to be pressed.
I see this. And, okay, how many international trade deals have I done? I know I have it somewhere. I haven't done any. I get it. Having said
South Korea, I think, is the only one.
Oh, no, that I've done, personally.
Oh, you personally.
Yeah, I'm about to give my advice on an international trade deal, and I don't have any on my resume. But what bothers me is China needs these agricultural products, and they're getting them from Brazil and others. I see some farmers who work harder than I can ever imagine on a daily basis and said, I know you give me subsidies, but my stuff's rotting, and I'm worried about my future, and you're not paying me enough. In the short term, if you could stop the pain and anguish of those farmers and the agricultural community, being that they need the market's there and they're just buying it from somebody else, can we get something done short term? And China would show something to us if they would go ahead and say they do it.
It's possible. It's possible. You know, obviously, it's a but I also think that when you open a can of worms like this, you have to get through the hard part. And as you say, China is not used to sacrifice at this point in their generational life. We aren't either. We've had it very good for a very long time. The argument to the American people that sometimes sacrifice is necessary appears to be one that politicians don't want to make these days. I do think that there are ways to help expand the markets of those farmers and to support them through government subsidies, which we have already done. But I think unless you're willing to get through the tough moments of this, you are not going to get an outcome that is going to be that's going to put us in any different place than we have been in the past.
Okay. We'll see. I also think that the Taiwan issue is something that's festering. They're looking and saying, really?
Yep.
You think I can live with you guys and not be oppressed by you guys? I'm seeing what you're doing with Hong Kong not going too well. Okay. Think about this. Your economic strife. You're getting pushed back to your Belt and Road program. You don't have the economic growth you have. You're actually literally printing money after you build cities that nobody lives in. And then you have Hong Kong. And at some point, do people in Beijing, these people in other major cities, look at Hong Kong and go, they are chanting for freedom. They're Chinese, like us, many of them. And can I get some freedom? I'm working 6 days a week for very little wages. I have no say in what I do, and you're listening to everything I try to achieve. So I'm wondering if they're worried about the Hong Kong attitude becoming the China attitude.
I think they are, and I think they should be. And I think that we should be more perhaps openly supportive of Hong Kong.
So did Match Lap. Match Lap just got back.
You know, I mean, stand up for what's right. It's very obvious that this is a situation where they're standing up for principles that we hold to be very dear in the United States of America. I think back to President Obama and the moment that we had in Tehran with the protesters and the reluctance that there was there when he wanted to make a deal with Iran to stand up what was right on the streets of Tehran. These moments have the potential to become tipping points in American history, in world history, I should say. And I think that, you know, sometimes we need to steel ourselves to get through the difficult moments of these things. Life isn't always easy all the time. Sometimes it's tough, and sometimes you have to make that commitment to keep pushing through. Is it going to affect my life? No. Is it easy for me to say that? Yes. Am I a farmer in Iowa? I am not. I am not insensitive to what they're going through, but I think the big picture is worth talking about.
Right. And when you were talking, you were really talking to Eric, Pete, and Allison, right? To sometimes life is tough. And they got to really steel themselves for the tough times.
Absolutely.
You were talking to all three of them?
Oh, I was talking to Eric. Exactly.
Yeah, Eric, exactly. All right, guys, we sent you a message. We're using the show as a vehicle as opposed to a post-show meeting, which Martha can't go to. Martha McCallum made an interesting decision. We'll find out more about that decision, and I'll expose what it is when we return.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade. Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-394-4915. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-394-4915. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. Call 1-800-394-4915. 1-800-394-4915. 394-4915.
It's hard to imagine, but every day, right here in our community, there are families living out of their cars, parents skipping meals so their kids will have enough to eat, and folks who can't afford electricity, no matter how hot or cold it might be outside. But you can help your neighbors in need win these battles against poverty by giving to the Salvation Army, where your donations support struggling families trying to stay afloat. Want to join this fight for good? Please visit givewestwood.org to make a donation.
Attention military service members. If you or a loved one used dual-sided combat arms earplugs during active duty between 2003 and 2015 and then suffered tinnitus, ringing in ears, or hearing loss, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Contact Thomas J. Henry today for a free and confidential consultation. Dial #250 and say combat veteran. That's #250 combat veteran. Call Thomas J. Henry now and get the money you deserve. Principal office in San Antonio, Texas. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do, Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Martha, were you here? Were you here at that time?
I was at CNBC.
You were at CNBC.
Yep.
How do they handle it? Wall Street got shut down, right?
Oh, I mean, it was, like everyone, it was just one of the most devastating days of all of our lives. I think also covering the Wall Street community for so many years, I knew that there were going to be so many people that I knew in those buildings.
And we're on WABC right now, and you know how many people are on the outskirts of New Jersey Long Island and Connecticut.
I mean, my town, like so many others in your area and my area, had cars at the train station that didn't get picked up that night. And we drove by, and you look at those cars, and you know what happened to those people, that they never got on the train, that they never came home, and that somebody's going to have the sad task of going down there to bring home dad's car or mom's car, which was the case in my town of Ridgewood, New Jersey, where we lost 13 parents of those children. And my kids grew up, you know, knowing kids who lost their parents that day. It was very, very personal for us.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, on top of that, you have a lot of people in the beginning. They thought they were going to find people. Remember that people at the hospitals were all ready for massive casualties. Nobody showed. Almost nobody. And number two is, for the longest time we were on with no commercials and we had no – I didn't have the radio show then. There was none, I don't think. There was even a radio network. But there'd be no commercials, and they'd say something in your ear like, this is Mr. and Mrs. Johnson. They're looking for their son, Gary. Yeah. And Gary has worked in the World Trade Tower 1. And that was the story early. This is what he looks like. Can you help us? Then you go to Long Island Railroad at Grand Central, and there'd be pictures of them up.
Everywhere.
And they look like you.
They were all our age. No, absolutely. And I remember, it's funny that you say that, because I remember the first day that we started running commercials again, thinking that somehow we were going to try to get back to normal, because we went so many days of straight programming, and all of us, you know, I mean, we made such a small sacrifice compared to the sacrifice that was made by so many. We worked all day and all night for days and days and days. And in a way, it kept you from feeling what was going on because we stayed so busy. And I remember, you know, going home finally after several days and just breaking down and crying, because it all kind of hit me at once. But we were on a treadmill in those days, and so many people, as you say, were looking for their loved ones who never were found.
So even 18 years later, I know in 2 years it's going to be a major deal. Mm-hmm. I remember the sports, the athletes that went down there, the Mets, the Yankees, the Knicks, the Rangers, everyone in the region that would go down there. I just watched a reflection of all the athletes in those days when they finally got to play again. I remember the New York Jets, Herm Edwards was the coach, now at Arizona, and the Jets had practice the next day, and they walked up to the coach, and they go, yeah, we're not playing. And he goes, you got it. And he goes, we're going to play on Sunday. And then they called the commissioner and they said, we're not playing on Sunday. You could have a game. We'll lose. So we lose. And they finally decide, we're not going to play. And that was good. But when they did play, man, it was special. Yeah. And the great moment when I saw this morning. The Atlanta Braves and Mets were battling it out for the top spot for like 10 years. And the Braves were great, but they had this horrible rivalry. So the Braves were in town, and they're playing the Mets the first game back at Chase Stadium. All the families are there. The FDNY, everyone got in for free, and they were honored. And the Mets are losing by one, and Mike Piazza hits a two-run homer, and the place goes crazy.
Yeah.
And everyone has reflections of sports in a time that was so serious.
And who can forget President Bush walking out to throw out the pitch? It was just such an incredible moment. And I think, some of the best pieces that I read, the reflective pieces this morning, are just about the good thing that came from September 11th, which was this incredible surge of unity and togetherness in the country that we have lost so dramatically over the last 18 years. You don't want a tragedy like that to put you in that place, but it was in its own odd way, an incredible time to be an American.
I'm so glad if we're going to have a controversy about Afghanistan, it happened now. So you don't have to go, well, remember 9/11. No, the controversy was last week. Yeah. Now, we need a presence there or else we're going to have another 9/11. Martha, what about your decision on a much, much lighter note to have the guts and confidence in yourself to wear white today? You know this is your longest day. You're going to go all the way to 7 o'clock when we're going to watch your show at 7, but you're
wearing
doing all the shows.
Wearing a white suit and white top,
And you're walking,
and walking
with
around
coffee.
With coffee in my hand. Well, you know, fortunately, I do have a few extra outfits in the closet back in the office, but if you see me tonight wearing this white one-piece suit, you'll know that I made it through the day.
Or you have a great tight stick. and you know, we're going to have big guests. It's going to matter. 9/11, we have the North Carolina win, and who knows what the president's going to say and tweet today.
Big show tonight.
Right. We'll be sure to watch
Thank
that.
Thank you, Brian.
Absolutely. And congratulations on Condoleezza Rice yesterday, as well as Supreme Court Justice Gorsuch. This has been a huge week.
It has been a huge week. And we had a big show last night. It was interesting that the president was also watching Condoleezza Rice and complimented her. Because he tweeted about it. And he complimented her on her, you know, incredible perspective on life. And I thought maybe he would like her to come work for him.
I don't think he will, and she will, but I will say
I don't
say
think
that
she will either. We asked her, but
she's been very deferential.
Yeah, no, she is. She's a class act.
Say as you are. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Attention military service members. If you or a loved one used dual-sided combat arms earplugs during active duty between 2003 and 2015 and then suffered tinnitus, ringing in ears, or hearing loss, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Contact Thomas J. Henry today for a free and confidential consultation. Dial #250 and say combat veteran. That's #250 combat veteran. Call Thomas J. Henry now and get the money you deserve. Principal office in San Antonio, Texas. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's
purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.